who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am Attorney Sean Mills. A qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am Attorney Sean Mills.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Lou Miliano. The horrific scene is spread over several states, but especially the Tennessee Valley, where tornadoes touched down. Two were killed. Missy Gregory's in Gallatin, Tennessee.
The houses here are very large houses. A lot of them are new. I'd say probably half of them are gone. This is by far the worst damage I've ever seen.
In Holiday, Tennessee, Reed Bell says a twister came on him and his truck like a whip.
All the swirling, all of the trash, all the things you see in the news clips, I was seeing it instantly.
Currently announcing a compromise deal on immigration yesterday, it became clear there was still a lot of opposition within his own party. And less than 24 hours later, the deal was dead. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy.
Congratulations are easy. Legislation is difficult. And we've seen just how difficult it is.
The future of the immigration bill is in grave doubt, even though backers of the measure to tighten borders while giving most illegal immigrants legal status say they won't give up. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the president would not authorize the disclosure of classified information relating to national security. But CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer says McClellan isn't denying that President Bush authorized the leaks of intelligence information to counter administration critics on Iraq.
With the leak controversy into a second day, Democrats demand an explanation of the president's actions. The White House accuses opponents of pursuing crass politics, but the administration so far declines to directly dispute the disclosure that the president okayed the leaking of intel information to respond to critics of his war policies.
The death count just continues to climb. 79 now. 160 injured when one suicide bomber blew himself up outside a Baghdad mosque. Then two more joined the frantic crowd seeking cover inside the mosque and then blew themselves up once inside.
Baghdad's medical system is fairly primitive, and it was overwhelmed by the numbers in this attack. All five of Baghdad's major hospitals are full of injured, and they say they don't have the supplies or the equipment to treat some of these injuries.
CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier. This is CBS News.
Thanks for helping me move, Liz.
Sure.
Time for that California Chardonnay we love.
Ooh, Corbett Canyon?
Canyon.
But we're never going to find a corkscrew.
Oh, don't need one. Got the new Corbett Canyon Premium Wine Cask.
Clever.
Keeps air out, flavor in. Just turn the tap for a glass of crisp, refreshing Chardonnay.
Mmm, where'd you find it?
Premium wine section near Woodbridge.
Bet a woman invented it.
Why's that?
Clever, practical, don't need a tool to open it.
Good taste is worth repeating. The new Premium Wine Cask, only from Corbett Canyon. Canyon. Corbett Canyon Vineyards, San Luis Obispo, California.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Orrick XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
The Labor Department's report of a big increase in jobs fueled investor fears about inflation and speculation that the Fed will continue to hike interest rates. The Dow lost more than 96. The Nasdaq was down 22. Rolling Stones playlist has been Shanghai'd for Shanghai. Let's Spend the Night Together, one of a fistful of songs the Chinese asked Mick Jagger to not perform in Shanghai. No problem, says Jagger.
Fortunately, we have 400 more songs that... that we can play.
Jagger said he was pleased the Ministry of Culture is protecting the morals of the expat bankers and their girlfriends. Band member Keith Richards called it an adventure.
It's new to us. I feel like Marco Polo.
The Stones are in the Far East for their first ever concert in mainland China. The Stones had planned to play there 3 years ago, but had to cancel because of the SARS epidemic. I'm Lou Mariano, CBS News.
Celebrate a new season of baseball with Grand Slam Instant Savings this Friday and Saturday at CompUSA. Get instant savings with no rebate hassles on select HD TVs, cameras, wireless networking hardware, laptops, and more. Like a Sony Vaio laptop with Intel Centrino technology for under $900, a $200 instant savings. Knock it out of the park with Grand Slam Instant Savings this Friday and Saturday only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. Quantities limited, see store for details.
Rosemount Diamond Shiraz presents The Urban Escape Plan, Bruce and Julie's Place.
It started with us versus our jobs.
I stopped loving mine a while ago.
Mm. Yeah.
So we stumble on a plan.
Over a bottle of Rosemount Diamond Shiraz.
We get a live/workspace.
A little house on the Oregon coast.
All four of us.
Like a commune.
Except with better clothes.
And more frequent bathing.
Great conversation is all about making connections. And Rosemount Diamond Shiraz is the place to begin. Pick up a bottle of Rosemount Diamond Shiraz at your local wine merchant.
It was like really, really incredible, because when they looked at each other's faces, you knew they had done it. You know what I mean? I mean, it was just like really intense. So you knew they had done it. You knew they had done it. You knew they had done it good. Oh, but this is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting here for Peter B. Collins, who's on taking a day off, couple days off here. But you could look at their eyes, you could look at their interaction, and you knew, man, you knew that not only had they gotten it on, but it was great. And today, finally, after all these years, after all of these decades, actually, Casablanca, those two star-crossed lovers, right? Finally, were acknowledged for, you know, what they really are. It's Casablanca today was named one of the 101 greatest screenplays of all times. And this is by the screenwriters themselves. And they voted, I don't know what they did, maybe they put them into one of those like little cloisters like they do when they're choosing the Pope or something. I'm not sure exactly what the process was. But they went ahead and they put them all together and they voted. They came up with not 100, by the way, but with 101 of the world's greatest screenplays. And number one on top of all that list was Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman. Incredible. It was over, by the way, obviously, but also chosen was The Godfather. I think that was number two or something. Chinatown, Citizen Kane, which, by the way, I know everybody says is a great movie, but I just do not like it all. But gonna get some calls on that one, but I could not stand that movie. And then All About Eve, which, hey, you know, we've all known, anybody in business has had a crazy assistant before. So everybody could, you know, identify with All About Eve. But number one in this, right, is Casablanca. And you got to go with the story. For those of you, I don't know if there's anybody out there who's never, ever, ever seen this movie. But if you've never seen this movie, you got to see this movie. Because Humphrey Bogart plays this guy who used to be a freedom fighter, right? And he was out there, and they don't come out exactly and say what he did, but he was involved in like the underground, and this is a World War II period, so it must have been pre-World War II or maybe tail end World War I. I mean, they don't really draw that out for you in much detail, but he used to be a freedom fighter and a freedom fighter. And an operative of some types. And while he was younger and doing that stuff, he met Ingrid Bergman. Like I said, they just really, to say chemistry is not what these two had. Okay. Whatever they had that where you just want to keep on going back, if you know what I mean. Okay. So they met along the lines. Then somewhere along the line, Humphrey Bogart, right, who, you know, gets discouraged, loses his vision, no longer believes in the movement,
heads to Casablanca, which is in the Mideast someplace, right? And opens up a bar. Him and a buddy of his who plays the piano at his place go over there. They open up a freaking bar. They're out there in the middle of nowhere. He just says, no more freedom fighting for me. I'm done. You know, this woman broke my heart because that's part of the subplot too. Something happened between him and Ingrid. And, you know, it just, he's done with it. He opens up this incredible bar, right? And where there's like, apparently it's the go-to place in Casablanca, and he's the go-to guy, all right? So whatever you want, he could hook you up with, right? And all this time, it's like Nazi occupation, too. So even with all that going on, he still knows how to hook people up, which, you know, you got to hand it to the guy. But who else but Humphrey Bogart, right, could pull something like that off? So, but he is completely out of the movement, and then one day, Ingrid Bergman walks into his bar, and that's where the movie basically starts, right in the middle. You know, that's the best place to start any freaking story, right in the freaking middle. And, you know, once again, you know, hey, I don't know if you've ever been, you know, once again, all the pheromones are flying through the, you know, through the hot desert air of Casablanca. And then he has to confront, what he has to do is he has to confront why he quit. Why he quit the movement, why he gave up, why he decided that he would no longer be a freedom fighter. And so the movie has like the, you know, and by the way, this is like the 40s or something, this movie. It doesn't say in this press release I'm looking at, but that was a long, it was, you know, so that type of tension in a movie was not, you know, I mean, not very common, let's say. And actually, I think that there was so much heat in that movie that the, if it were on TV, the Bush administration would try to censor it. That's how hot that movie is. Right? That's how hot it is between these two. But Powell's son would not be able to handle it. All right. So these guys, yeah, and you know what? I haven't been thinking about this. I think the story still resonates with people because I think it must be true generation after generation after generation. I mean, let's face it, with the baby boomers, kind of getting older and stuff, maybe this is their story. Maybe this is the story of those revolutionary young people of the 60s that set their mind out to change the world. And my goodness, didn't they? I mean, didn't they? Didn't they make us question every single aspect of our society? Didn't they open up doors for the entire, you know, all of us to question whatever, you know, to question the basic principles and to adhere to the basic principles of the country and to question our actions based on those principles. And then somewhere along the line there in that path, they got discouraged. They, you know, they, or maybe not, you know, and it's kind of one of those things, okay, I'm done with being a revolutionary. I'm going to go open up a bar. You know, I'm done with raising heck. I'm going to go, you know, spend all my money in a .com and see if it, you know, if it explodes on me. You know, I'm done with all this revolutionary stuff. I'm tired of protesting. I'm tired of pushing the left. It's not working. I'm just going to go open up a winery and get fat and rich. You know, or whatever that was. Because this is like, you know, obviously, you know, something to look at here. The very lovely and heroic, yet now somewhat bloated, right? Let's be honest. It's just you and me. Somewhat bloated, you know, baby boomer generation. I'm just slightly younger than that. I mean, I'm on the cusp. I'm on the baby boomer type cusp there. So, I'm putting it around the middle like everybody else. So I could, you know, fit into that category too. All right. So, but think about that. It's like people, a whole generation fight for a set of ideals and then they either decide or delude themselves into thinking that they are done. And that the work is done because they definitely have a lot to be, but the boomer generation definitely, as far as progress, you know, moving into progress has a lot to be proud for. I don't want to take anything away from them on that or us or them, whatever. Right. But, you know, definitely there was a checkout period there, you know, and as soon as they, and look what happens. Look what happens when they take their eye off the ball there. My goodness. Look what has happened. The freaking polar ice caps are melting. We got polar bears drowning because they can't swim far enough to get from one ice cap to another. We have a guy in the White House that makes Miss Marianne from Romper Room, makes Nixon look like Miss Marianne. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm getting all excited here. I mean, the guy that's in there right now, it is like a mini, I don't even know if he's a mini dictator anymore. This guy has decided that he could do whatever he wants at any time. Baby boomers, please, wake up, man. Come back. Close the bar. We need you on the streets. We need you moving and shaking again. The right has taken over, and they think that they're in charge for good. This is the Peter B. Show, and this is Mario Solis Maric. We'll be right back.
All right. Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Hi, I'm Dan Brown, president of At Your Service Premier Event Planning and Transportation. We specialize in events ranging from a two-person anniversary or 200 guests attending the great AT&T or the concourse. We have a fleet of sedans, limousines, vans, mini coaches, as well as vintage cars that make any event special. Weddings, wine tours, or corporate events, give us a call, 625-5363, or check us out on the web, MontereyLimos.com.
It's tax time again, and there's one progressive tax preparer in the Monterey Bay Area who specializes in tax returns for W-2 and self-employed working people. Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in preparing tax returns that maximize your refund and, through electronic filing, get you that refund as soon as you need it, in 24 hours, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. The choice is yours. The personnel of Jim Moore Income Tax have been helping the hardworking Spanish-speaking residents of the Central Coast with immigration and tax preparation services for more than 30 years. You can get your tax return professionally prepared and electronically filed by bilingual tax professionals at a very reasonable fee. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just two blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to bring a copy of your 2004 federal and California returns, W-2-1099 info for 2005. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville.
This week on Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, meet Heaven Investments Holding Corporation, a real estate development and investment company based in Sacramento with offices in San Francisco as well. If you've ever wondered if there's still time to find the right investment property right here in Northern California, then you need to listen to Sunday at 10 a.m. Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, heard all over Northern California. For more information, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10.
It's Behind the Wheel, the Consumer New Car Review. I'm Peter B. Collins. This week, I've been behind the wheel of the 2006 Suzuki Aereo SX, an impressive subcompact station wagon that's well-engineered and attractively priced. With a fuel-injected 2.3-liter four-cylinder engine and a five-speed manual transmission, this little car is quick off the line and has plenty of passing power. It handles well, has a smooth suspension, and is very well equipped for the price. Power windows, mirrors and locks, plus air conditioning and cruise control, all standard. With a transferable 100,000 mile, 7-year warranty, this is a great low-price car that competes with Honda, Kia, and Hyundai. By the numbers, the 2006 Suzuki Aereo SX gets 25 mpg in the city, 31 on the highway, and stickers in California for about $15,000. Behind the wheel, I'm Peter B. Collins.
Peter B. taking a day off. This is Mario Solis Maric on the Peter B. Collins Show. And by the way, if you want to give us a call, if you want to give me a call, I should say, you can call me directly at 831-899-KRXA. That's 831-899-5792. That's locally. Or if you want to save yourself a dime, you could call toll-free at 888-KRXA-540. 888-5792-540, and I look forward to talking to you. Plus, you could always send me email if you want to do it that way. My email address is Mario@mylatinonews.com. That's Mario@mylatinonews.com. And my goodness, I don't know if people realize this because I know this is broadcast all over the place, but right today, I'm broadcasting Peter B. Show from Monterrey. And I have to tell you something. I just love it up here. It's been a long time since I've been up here. It is gorgeous. And the drive was just incredible. And just let me, you know, we are going to get to the top stories today. And of course, for those of you who have been like living in a spider hole with Saddam Hussein or something, a big story this week. Or today, in the last couple of days, was that it turns out that Scooter Libby is turning state's evidence. Scooter, the scootster, has told the Fitzhumongous immigration story today. It collapsed. It all collapsed today on the floor of the Senate this morning. I have to tell you, spelling issue. My parents came to the United States from Mexico, and there's just something, you know, there's just something about this issue that resonates with me, and obviously resonates with millions of immigrant families throughout the United States. Because if you could get a million people on the street these days protesting about anything, that means there are 10 times that many, at least, standing behind them. Some people will tell you 100 standing behind each one of those people. So this is a great issue. And I love Monterrey. I think as soon as I got passed into Kings County, all the radio stations changed, right? And so I'm sitting there in my car and I'm listening to the radio and stuff. And there is, I don't know if people from Monterrey up here have been to Southern California very much. Obviously some of you have, but I mean, you know, or the people that listen to other parts of the country like Phoenix have. But you know, in Southern California, we don't get mariachi music on FM. All right. We got I'm listening to mariachi music on an FM station as soon as I pass King County line. And I have, you know, I listened, yes, I confess, I listened to mariachi music. It's not because of my age. Ever since I was a kid, I loved it. Don't listen to it every day or even every week, but every once in a while, you know, a family event or you're having that special day, you know, it just kind of hits the spot there. And on an FM station, so I could listen to it, it sounded just beautiful to me, right? And then plus, you know, Hollister, I have cousins that grew up in Hollister and Watsonville and all these areas. I just love this terrain. And it's all green right now because of the rain. And, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm driving. I'm seeing all these names of these streets like, you know, Del Monte and Monterrey. And I have to ask myself if Califas, California, ever, you know, did the English-only thing. what would they call Monterrey? You know, what would they call, you know, what would they, do you realize the street name changes we'd have to go through in this state if we did English only? But what would he call Monterrey? You know, the king, it means like hill king, you know, king of the hills. You know, it just doesn't have the same ring to it. Sounds kind of imperialistic, actually, in English. Doesn't sound that way when you say Monterrey. I have to wonder what we would call all these places. What would we call Los Angeles? What would we call San Francisco if we ever did an English only law in this state? If, you know, or all the signs, they're doing something in one of these cities out here right now. I mean, I don't even know. I'm pretty sure it's in here in California and Califas. They're doing this thing where all the signs also have to be in English. And then somebody woke up a couple weeks ago with some city council over here, was passing this and said, well, just like, you know, started calculating the cost of changing the street signs, you know, which is, you know, would be just craziness. And then, so that's just crazy. So you could give me a call, 899-KRXA-5792. Now, we have a couple of things that we want to talk about. We're going to start with with two of the hottest issues, but let's start with what happened with the president. Scooter Libby has basically said, look it, the president of the United States authorized my leaks via Dick Cheney. Now, if that doesn't astound you, what happened or what didn't happen next will really astound you. Okay? What didn't happen next is that the president didn't deny it today. That the president's spokesperson didn't deny it today. And that, in fact, today there have been background leaks, you know, people once again leaking information or speaking under, you know, under the condition of anonymity because they're afraid they're going to get fired, that are basically White House operatives that are saying, president's not going to deny this. President's not going to deny this. Because the president believes that he has the right to declassify information at the drop of a freaking hat. And that's what he did. But in fact, we have not heard the denial. So you could place money today. You could place money on the fact that the president of the United States told Dick Cheney to tell Scooter Libby, right, to tell Scooter Libby to leak classified information. I want to get your opinion on that.
Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Imagine how nice it would be if your mortgage broker knew as much about the ins and outs of specialized lending programs as your trusted mechanic knows about your car. A mortgage broker willing to take the time to open the hood of your financial strengths while checking under the engine for costly money leaks. Make sure your mortgage broker has the experience, integrity, and know-how to provide you the optimal financial tune-up for your particular circumstances. Giving you staying power over the long haul and the capacity to take advantage of life's opportunities as they chance to appear.
Hi, I'm Victor Munoz, president of Creative Mortgage in Salinas. Let me help you fine-tune your future real estate plans. The price of gasoline is through the roof, but interest rates are still near all-time lows. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Give me a call today at 757-0436. 757-0436. I'm Victor Munoz of Creative Mortgage and looking forward to working with you.
Come on in, and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything's a taste you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a pillar affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus too. A side of couscous and a baba ghanoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery. MPG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit
the Central Avenue Bakery today.
173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Is what you're doing in the market working for you? Are you happy with the results? Are you making money? Sundays at 2 p.m., KRXA is proud to present a new show entitled Safe Money and Retirement Talk, hosted by R.J. Moyer of About College Funding and the Protect My Assets Radio Network. RJ will present the latest information necessary to help you protect your money and ensure a comfortable retirement. Join RJ Moyer every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. for Safe Money and Retirement Talk, right here on KRXA 540.
So it means that our investigation turned up nothing.
Because somebody testifies by him before a grand jury doesn't mean he's involved.
It is flat out absurd. Bush was begging that governor on the Sunday before the hurricane hit to get people out of there and to declare an emergency.
It's all crazy propaganda. The Joseph Goebbels Network.
Bush was on the phone with her. They were thinking about sending the military in because the state and local people weren't acting fast enough.
It is certain that some self-possessed judge somewhere will soon rule that three men are three women can rule.
Yet Iraqis are united in a broad and deep conviction. 12 government ministries are currently under the direct control of Iraqis. I don't think that's too high a standard.
If you've retired, you don't have anything to worry about. You'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you've got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. You've got to catapult the propaganda.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, America's number one progressive talker. Join me every weekday from noon to 3 here on KRXA 540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Peter B. Collins Show. This is Mario Solis Marich on the Peter B. Show. Peter's taking a vacay day, and I am here with you. You could give me a call at 831-899-KRXA. That's 831-899-5792, or you could call me toll-free and save yourself a dime at 888-KRXA-540, 888-KRXA-540. 540 on the line right now. We have Carol from Salinas. Carol, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I want to tell you, I really liked your analogy with Casablanca to the baby boomers.
Did you like, so obviously you're a Casablanca
analogy.
Fan.
I am a baby boomer.
Here, Carol.
Yeah, whoa. And the thing I wanted to say was I agree that, you know, we kind of backed down off some of our activism. But, you know, I wanted to point out that part of the reason was a lot of people got beaten down, thrown in jail, and they killed, like, our heroes.
Oh.
And, you know, it was like burnout. And, I just want to say that. And
You know what, Carol? And you're absolutely right. I mean, that happened. And people don't remember that. And you're right. There was there were a ton of assassinations and it was definitely a horrible period. And you guys definitely did more than your share. I'm part of the re-recruit you guys, movement because, don't look now, but, we're losing our country, Carol.
I absolutely agree. I'm on the same page as you. And I wish more people would be involved. I'm very involved and, the thing is, though, if you go to I went to the Peace March in New York City. Was it when the Iraq War started?
Mm-hmm.
And at least half those people were baby boomers.
Oh, absolutely, I know.
So
I heard. Yeah, I heard the bars were packed.
Hang it on, but I totally agree. People have to get back in the saddle, so to speak. And
it sounds like you are. And thank you very much for calling me.
Cool, and thank you. You're great.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. That's Carol, a self-proclaimed baby boomer, and she's back in the game, and I'm happy about that. How about you? 831-899-5792 or 888-KRXA-540. This is Mario Solis Marriage and sitting in for Peter B. By the way, you can email me at mario@mylatinonews.com. In an interesting call, because like right now, we have today more evidence than ever that this president and this administration, they've gone completely off the wall. I mean, yesterday, almost as if he knew what was coming, Betito Gonzalez, you know, the Attorney General of the United States, is sitting in front of a congressional committee and basically, by the way, getting hammered by the Democrats. I mean, for those of you who think the Democrats are too passive, and by the way, I agree with you in a certain halfway there, but you should have seen like a Congresswoman Linda Sanchez yesterday and Congresswoman Maxine Waters just like ripping into Betito Gonzalez, the Attorney General of the United States. Anyways, he's sitting there and he basically said, hey, president could do whatever he wants at any time, whatever. I mean, he's not even qualifying it anymore. And they believe that if they say it, and then of course Fox News and these other guys will repeat it, that you will basically eventually believe it. And almost knowing that, I guess, that today, and yes, yesterday and today, we were going to hear that Scooter Libby is basically saying, hey, don't bust me. I was under orders. I was told I could share that information. That information was declassified by El Presidente himself, you know, George Bush. And today, the startling news was no news at all. It was the non-news of the startling news. And that news is that the president has not denied it. In fact, back channels are saying that, hey, he's not going to deny it because he feels he has the right to do whatever he wants. And didn't you hear the attorney general saying he did? Now, somebody who disagrees with it, today on the internet, there was like an article by John Dean. And I don't know if you the baby boomers out there like Carol, you know who John Dean is, as part of the, you know, part of the whole Nixon scandal. And by the way, I never thought I'd say this, but if my only choice to replace George Bush was with Richard Nixon, I'd take Richard Nixon. You know, my father just turned in his grave, I think, right now. Honestly, as bizarre as he was, and he was a very bizarre man, Richard Nixon, this guy is 20 times worse. But anyways, John Dean today on the internet is basically saying that he disagrees with this idea that the president could declassify information at the drop of a hat. He says that there needs to be a process in place, and that in fact, you know, that what's wrong here is that the fact that the vice president actually did the declassification by telling Scooter he could do it, and then it looks like actually the vice president did that and got permission later from the president. And some of you out there saying he doesn't need permission from the president, but because he is the president, but he did that in retrospect, got permission from the president to tell Scooter about this. At least that's what it looks like from Scooter's testimony. And that the fact that the vice president did the declassification was extremely illegal, because the vice president can only declassify information that he's been previously authorized that he could declassify. And this bit of information does not fall into that very well-defined legal box. But I want to share something with you. Because, you know, we've heard, and we're going to, by the way, we are going to talk about the immigration issue in just a little bit. I know it's the hottest issue in the country. I get it. I know it. And by the way, I agree with you. You know, but in this whole immigration debate, all we've heard over and over and freaking over again was the rule of law, the rule of law. We're a country of laws. We got to do this. We got to kick 12 million people out of the country because of the rule of law, the rule of law, the rule of law. And then, you know, these guys, look at what they're doing with the rule of law. I mean, how can any Republican congressman stand up and look at a camera with a straight face and say that they stand for the rule of law, that they're doing anything because of the rule of law? because they have not called into question any of the illegal activities that have occurred under their watch, whether those activities be in the Congress, in the Senate, or in the White House. So, you know, when these guys talk about the rule of law, it's rhetoric to them. It's meaningless to them. It may mean something to you, and that's why they're saying it, because they've polled you, and they know it means something to you. But for them, it means nothing. Because if it meant something, if the rule of law actually meant something to these guys, then they would be investigating and doing their constitutional duty of oversight. And they just haven't done that. And now we're in a situation here where, you know, anybody who wants to could declassify information as long, I guess the criteria for whether you could declassify sensitive government information is whether or not it helps the GOP's poll numbers. I mean, that's the criteria. As long as what you declassify helps the GOP, then they're going to find a way to cover it. You are covered, my brother. You are okay, my sister. As long as it helps the GOP, it's okay. It's legal. We'll make it legal. We'll say the president said it was okay, and the president, you know, could, if the president says it's true, it's true. Just like the Pharaoh. It's true. It's declassified. Could declassify this information. John Dean, however, who's had a little experience in this arena, says not so fast. And he points out very cleverly, Mr. John Dean, because, you know, if he's anything, he's clever. You know, those Nixon guys, if they were anything, they were super clever. What John Dean points out is that right now, this administration, the Bush administration, is basically threatening to prosecute people for leaking classified information. Remember that? Right now, this administration is in the process of threatening prosecution to people who have leaked information about the NSA spying. They're in the process of saying, you cannot leak information. We're going to go after you. And the president, who knows, he knows that Dick Cheney leaked illegally, does nothing to him. Or Karl Rove, remember? Or Scooter. Nothing. It's called selective enforcement. Now, if those guys, this is my advice. Now, I'm not a lawyer or anything, okay? So, you know, you have to take, you know, anything that I say, you know, with a grain of salt, okay? Because I'm not a lawyer or anything. But if you're an NSA leaker and you happen to be listening to the Peter B. Collins show and listening to me, the substitute for Peter B., it's like too big of shoes for me to fill. But, you know, I'm doing my best here. My name is Mario Solis Maric. If you happen to be listening right here, what is it, 3:43 in the afternoon, whatever it is? If you're listening to this show and you happen to be one of those NSA leakers and you know that the president's been threatening to prosecute you because you leaked, you told America that their phones were being tapped and their emails scrutinized by this president, my advice to you is to come up with a defense that helps the GOP poll numbers. Because if you could come up, right, if you and your legal team could come up with a legal strategy that in fact helps the GOP's poll numbers, trust me, your troubles will be over. It'll be okay. You just have to find the right spin. And trust me, any movement upward in the GOP poll numbers right now will be greatly known. Humble host Mario Solis Maric sitting in. It is a quarter to the hour.
If you own a Volvo and you want quality repairs and great service at a fair price, then take your Volvo to Hunt's Auto Repair in Seaside.
They only work on Volvos, and they can do any needed service and repair, including all factory-recommended maintenance. Owner Mike Brooks is a Volvo-certified and factory-trained technician.
Get up, stand up. Do you care about issues affecting the working men and women of our community? Healthcare, immigration, the warmerization of our economy, social justice issues in general.
If you care, there's a show for you. It's called Labor Matters, hosted by Jose Mendez and myself, Ren Bradley. Please join us every Sunday from 11 a.m. to noon.
Don't give up the fight.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside. You already know that Joe Rombies serves the best Italian meals this side of Roma. What you may not know is that you can also enjoy Joe Rombies incomparable cuisine in the comfort of your family room, dining room, or kitchen. And if you're looking for the ideal private room for your next party, look no further than Joe Rombies La Piccola Casa and La Mia Cucina. For unforgettable meals in a private setting at your place or theirs, call 373-8116 or drop by 17th Street between Lighthouse and Laurel in Pacific Grove.
Peter B. Show. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Peter B. He's on a vacation day. It's about 10 minutes to the hour. We're talking about this huge Scooter Libby revelation that, in fact, we have to believe is true now, which I would have believed it was true even if the president denied it. But apparently the big news today is what didn't happen today. And what didn't happen today is the president did not deny that he had, in fact, authorized Dick Cheney to do. Is I'd like to you to hear something that the president said about this.
There are too many leaks of classified information in Washington. There's leaks at the...
And just to educate you, to give you a chance, this is so that you know for future, for the future. This is what the President of the United States sounds like when he's lying.
There are too many leaks of classified information in Washington. There's leaks at the executive branch. There's leaks in the legislative branch. There's just too many leaks. And if there's a leak out of my administration, I want to know who it is.
Yeah, Joe just told me he always sounds like that. Well, I don't know, Joe. I can't comment. Okay, I'm just saying that we know for sure this time that that's what he sounds like when he's not telling the truth. My question, because I'm curious, as he kind of tries to smooth this over by not doing a denial and by not reacting, by acting like it's always been there, do you think this is going to work? I'm asking you, do you think that the president's PR strategy on this to just, you know, forget about the fact that he denied it, but just kind of just go with the flow, claiming that he should have been able to just declassify anything he wanted to at any time. Is it going to work, or are people going to focus on the line? What do you think? Let me know. Give me a call, 831-899-5792, 831-899-5792, or 888-5792-540, 888-5792-540. That's KRXA 540. Because I'm curious as to what you think. I mean, do you really think that especially his base now, and what is his base down to?
I mean, we have psychopaths in our White House, criminals of the worst kind. That's my opinion.
Well, thank you for your call, and you know what, I have to tell you, you have a ton of evidence. Thank you for giving me a call here. He called, by the way, at 831-899-5792, or he could have dialed, because he's in Humboldt, right? I should have asked him about Humboldt. I got lots of questions about that. 888-KRXA-540, 888-KRXA-540. But will it work? I guess my question is, will it work? Because this is like what we call a non-PR strategy. And it's basically just to let this float out there and let his base think, oh, yeah, it's no big deal because he's not reacting. He always should have been able to declassify. And then for that, I have two questions. Why did he lie about it? Why, if he always had the right to do it, then why did he go through the issue of lying about it? And to you, why did he look at a camera knowing that you'd be looking on the other side of that and look you directly in the eye and tell you a lie if he always had the right to declassify this information? If he felt so strongly about it that it was okay, why lie? Right now, he's kind of ignoring it, hoping that people say, oh, yeah, he always could have done that. You know, that's what the right-wing spin doctors are doing right now. Oh, yeah, he always had the right to declassify disinformation. But the vice president didn't. And it looks like the person who actually did the declassifying was the vice president. And I don't know if this works, how far this flies with the American people. And obviously, his support amongst the American people has plummeted this last year. But we know that there are people out there that support this president no matter what, no matter what has happened. But do you think he's going to lose that support? Let us know, 899-5792. 899-831-899-5792. We got a caller. And that's not the one. Hello, this is Mario. Can you hear me?
I can.
How are you?
Very, very well.
Good. So what do you think? You think it works?
I do think it works sometimes, and sometimes I don't think it does work.
Well, do you think it's going to work this time?
I don't know. I haven't spoke to Hal yet.
You haven't spoke to Hal yet?
Right.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for the call. He called 888-KRXA-540, 888-KRXA-540. At the end of the day, this president is going to, regardless of what he does or what has happened, has been protected by his Republican Congress. And his Republican Congress has basically covered up and non-investigated the work the things that he has done. They are the ones that you have the ability to hold responsible in November. They are the ones that have not done their job of oversight. Now, a couple might be buckling here and there, but you know, for the most part, this Republican Congress has stuck with this president and has supported him over and over and over again. And, you know, if you saw those congressional hearings yesterday on C-SPAN, you would know exactly what I am talking about. Because the Democrats on that committee in front of Betito Gonzalez hammered him. The Republicans came to his defense. I didn't see one. I think there was one, though, because I had read about it. But while I was watching, there wasn't a one, but maybe there was one Republican on that entire committee that actually challenged the Attorney General on his statements giving the President of the United States, the President of what is supposed to be the beacon of freedom for the entire freaking planet, giving him ultimate authority over all laws, foreign and domestic. And only one Republican on the committee, and I didn't even see it for myself, I'm taking it from a news release, who knows, for all I know Fox News put out the news release, so it's inaccurate, but we'll give him one. But only one Republican on that entire committee was willing to speak truth to power, was willing to question the assumption that the United States is a weak-kneed country that needs a dictator. We don't need a president with complete authority because we're not a bunch of weaklings. We're Americans, and we should be treated that way. This is Mario Solis Maric on Peter B's Show. It is Right on the Hour.
Hi, I'm Joan Kenley with Talking Matters this Saturday at 3 on KRXA 540. My topic is your pets, the healthy love connection. This is another lively show about dogs, cats, bunnies, and horses. You'll want to hear what our guests have to say. Tune in for Dr. Jocelyn Thurm, Bay Area veterinarian, Heather Marchman, horse specialist and owner, Rebecca Thomas, pet body worker, and Heidi Kistler of the Positively Pampered Pet. The conversation will touch your mind, body, heart, and soul. Do you know how your pets can benefit from the latest improvements in veterinary medicine? Is there intuition between you and your pet? What's special about those who know and love horses? Keep listening and we'll keep talking about things that matter. My shows are archived on joankenley.com. That's K-E-N-L-E-Y. Your pets, the healthy love connection, this Saturday at 3.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
More killer tornadoes in Tennessee.
This is by far the worst damage I've ever seen.
The Senate's immigration compromise collapses.
We wanted to bring 12 million people some dignity.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The chainsaws are out again in Tennessee after a second bout of severe weather this week. Thunderstorms produced softball-sized hail and spawned deadly tornadoes. Authorities say at least 8 people have been killed. Reed Bell was driving through Holiday, 90 miles west of Nashville, when a twister came up on the left.
I had no control over the truck. The winds was blowing me to the right. The power lines was coming toward me, so I just gave it all the juice I could and got out of there.
In Ashland, Gary Burton of the Ashland Times tells us Centennial Medical Center took a direct hit.
It looks like the tornado took a path right through the hospital. The top of the hospital has been peeled back. Air conditioning units and everything that was up there is just laying in the back parking lot.
The hospital says all patients and staff are safe. Hundreds of homes are damaged or destroyed. In Dixon County, Melissa was on the phone to her sister, who lived in a mobile home, as a twister approached.
5 minutes later, she called back and said everything was gone. You don't expect nothing like this. You just don't.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen joins us live. George, what are you seeing right now?
Well, Bill, the storms are still widespread. Severe thunderstorms, and they extend all the way from southern Ohio and West Virginia southward through Kentucky, Tennessee, and even Alabama. But the worst of them appears to be through southern Tennessee, right across the state line into northern Alabama.
George, a lot of people say these storms came up very suddenly.
Well, you know, the thing was, we did not see just one solid line of storms, but they were scattered clusters of storms. So they were really scattered all over the place, and they were moving extremely fast. The individual cells were moving between 40 and 50 miles an hour.
Severe weather in western Tennessee on Sunday claimed 24 lives. Now this.
Celebrate a new season of baseball with Grand Slam Instant Savings this Friday and Saturday at CompUSA. Get instant savings with no rebate hassles on select HD TVs, cameras, wireless networking hardware, laptops, and more. Like a Sony Vaio laptop with Intel Centrino technology for under $900, a $200 instant savings. Knock it out of the park with Grand Slam Instant Savings this Friday and Saturday only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. Quantities limited, see store for details.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks.
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
This time yesterday, the Senate seemed on track to approve a compromise immigration bill, but today, as CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports, the wheels came off.
The immigration bill ended in a parliamentary meltdown in the Senate. Republicans blocking a vote on the overall measure, Democrats blocking votes on any amendments. Republican Senator Arlen Specter had worked months on this measure.
Democrats and Republicans in the United States Senate are going to have to come together and stop this reprehensible practice of denying votes.
Specter says immigration will be his top priority when the Senate returns from a two-week spring recess, but today's event showed how difficult it's going to be to get any kind of bill passed. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
At least 79 people died today in a coordinated suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque in Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier reports.
This was a frighteningly complex attack, well planned. That's what security officials are saying. A woman blew herself up outside the mosque. That created a panic, and in the panic, two more bombers ran with the crowd and waited until they got inside. Then they detonated their explosives. That's why there's such a high number of casualties.
U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad warned today that sectarian war affecting the entire region could result if Iraq's rival factions fail to form a national unity government. Four children and their grandparents who shared a mobile home in Jacksonville died early today in a sudden intense fire. Matt Safer of CBS television affiliate WTEV says the debris tells the story.
These children's toys were literally melted to the ground, bicycles and toy cars and dolls. It looked almost like a scene out of a horror movie. Also, the trees surrounding this double-wide mobile home were completely charred.
The strong economy created 211,000 new jobs last month. That brought the unemployment rate down to its lowest point since July 2001, 4.7%. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Many powerful days make up the fabric of America's history. Some are explosive, some unexpected. Only now do we realize how those days made our nation what it is today. 10 extraordinary documentaries, 10 award-winning filmmakers, one unprecedented event. 10 days that unexpectedly changed America, as only the History Channel can bring you. Premieres Sunday night at 9, 8 Central. Expect the unexpected.
It's going on now at Radio Shack.
The ultimate clearance sale.
Your best chance to save like never before.
Just look for the yellow tags and find some of our lowest prices ever.
Save on great name brands like Sony, Panasonic, and Motorola.
HP, Samsung, and Philips.
From digital cameras and camcorders to toys and home entertainment.
Lots of iPod accessories too.
Hurry in now. The best selection won't last long.
The ultimate clearance sale. Now at Radio Shack.
Don't miss it.
Items limited to in-store.
Peter B. Collins Show. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Peter B. Welcome, everybody. And you could give me a call at 831-899-5792 or toll-free. Save yourself a dime, 888-5792-540. That's 888-KRXA-540. Peter's taken like a day or two, actually a couple days, right? So he's been gone for a couple days. Who knows? Actually, no, I do know. He's out visiting with his family. I talked to him yesterday. Sound like he was having a blast. And he was also talking about, like, you know, what a wild news day or news week this is. And for those of you who haven't heard yet, probably one of the most incredible stories of this last 2 weeks has been the whole immigration bill. Which has just, you know, taken the immigration debate has taken this country by storm. And this is something that's been building for a while. I mean, this is something that's just been building up and building up. A couple years ago, you know, the most radical elements of the right wing started just like hammering this issue. And I know that progressives, you know, are not all in lockstep on every single part of this agenda item. I get it. You know, I get that we are not like Republican lock and steppers. Okay. And that this is a very complicated, you know, this is a very complicated debate, et cetera. But I have to tell you, in all its complexity, I have very, very strong feelings about it because both my parents were from Mexico. And I've always, you know, watched with remarkable respect the contributions that immigrants, not only Mexican immigrants, but that immigrants, you know, where the power of this country has come, because it's a country of immigrants. I know you've heard that a million times this last couple of weeks. So we had people demonstrating in the street. In all its complexity, I have very, very strong feelings about it, because both my parents were from Mexico. And I've always watched with remarkable respect the contributions that immigrants, not only Mexican immigrants, but that immigrants, you know, where the power of this country has come, because it's a country of immigrants. I know you've heard that a million times this last couple of weeks. So we had people demonstrating in the street. We had right-wing Republicans thumping their chest. Democrats arguing and finally coming up with a very respectable bill. And then we had the debate. We've had all of this stuff go on. And then today, nothing happened. I knew we were in trouble. I turned on C-SPAN this morning, and I wake up, and it was pretty early, because somebody called me. Don't you love it when somebody calls you up in the morning, like, and you aren't right, and you, next thing or automatically all kinds of weird stuff comes on their TV. And that's the majority leader of the most powerful body in the history of the freaking planet. Isn't Bill Pristy? Is that what it's? Oh, Brian, oh man. Complain to me at 899-5792, 831-899-5792 about that one. But isn't this guy supposed to be the most powerful, or one of the most powerful dudes on the planet? This is the majority leader of the U.S. freaking Senate, who's got a great huge majority, has a majority in the Congress of his same party that he could call on for support, and his party controls the White House. And he's sitting there whining about how the Democrats won't let this immigration bill come to a vote. Now, they were about to set up the vote, and they were to have a vote. You know, the Senate does that. We need to have a vote to see if we're going to have a vote. And if we don't get enough votes, then we can't have a vote, even if we ever want to have a vote. They're in the middle of all that. Of course, a little quiet C-SPAN voice guy every once in a while chiming in trying to explain it to you. And I feel like I walked into the second act of a three-act murder mystery or something, and everybody's looking at the butler funny. I mean, I just can't figure out, what the heck is going on here. So I'm making calls to D.C., and they're telling me it's over. The bill did not pass. They did not allow an up or down vote. Basically, they wanted to put nuns in prison for doing their job. Okay? The Senate bill wouldn't allow stuff like that. So we'll talk about the difference. When we get back, we'll talk about the differences in the two bills. And we'll also talk about why whiny little Bill Frist was like crying crocodile tears. This is Mario Solis Maric on the Peter B. Show. It is 15 minutes after the hour.
...of Jim Moore Income Tax today. Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just two blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to bring a copy of your 2004 federal and California returns, W-2 1099 info for 2005. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today, 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville. Join R.J. Moyer for his new weekend show about college funding this Saturday at 10 a.m. on KRXA 540. R.J. Moyer brings to the microphone a unique perspective on the benefits of a college education, and he shares with you his knowledge on how to substantially reduce your out-of-pocket college expenses.
This is R.J. Moyer. Join me for About College Funding, Saturday morning at 10 on KRXA 540, sponsored in part by The Potting Shed in Aptos.
We all have dreams, and dreams inspire possibilities in our lives. For many of us, one of our principal dreams is to live in harmony with our natural environment, to convert that sacred space we call home into a physical representation of our true nature.
Hi, I'm Peter Eichhorn, owner of Eichhorn Incorporated, a company dedicated to designing and creating of ecologically sound masonry projects to fulfill your particular desires and needs. Let me work with you to make your dreams real and your dwelling an enchanting, personalized home, one with nature, a true reflection of your inner desires. Make this new year special, and let me assist you in your quest. I have a lifetime of experience, I'm honest, my prices are affordable, and I love what I do. Call me at 393-1300. That's 393-1300.
I'm Scott Dick, your host of the Tasty Planet Show. Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m., we'll explore Monterey Bay regional wine and food, markets, restaurants, menus, and prices. I'll interview winemakers, chefs, and other key players. We'll put food and wine together, and then we'll take them apart. If it's handcrafted beer or goat's milk and it's good, let's talk about it. Join me every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. to discuss food, wine, and fun in the Monterey Bay region, an especially delicious slice of our tasty planet. Sponsored in part by Kitchen Studio.
KRXA 540 traffic with Metro Steve.
Well, things have started already here. In Monterey, northbound Highway 1 and Highway 68, an injury accident, a vehicle on its roof. I believe it was a single driver who's still inside. It's on the right shoulder. The ambulance, of course, and CHP are getting there as quickly as possible. Outside of that, not a whole lot going on. Salinas, Castroville Boulevard at Manzanita Circle. The disabled vehicle has stopped traffic because it's right on the intersection, and CHP is also in the way to help out there. This report sponsored by Sears. How long does it take to give your home a spring makeover? Just 48 hours. At the 48-hour sale going on this Friday and Saturday. That would be today and tomorrow at Sears. Sale ends 4-8-0-6. Stephen Taylor with traffic on KRXA 540.
This is Mario Solis Marich in for Peter B. here at 20 minutes after the hour. You could give me a call at 831-899-5792. That's 831-899-5792. You could call me toll free. Save yourself a dime. Or actually, it's not a dime. I keep on saying that. Who the heck could ever... Am I dating myself or what? Who the heck could make a phone call for a dime anymore? The toll free number. Save yourself like $4, I think. You can give us a toll-free call at 888-KRXA-540, 888-579-2540. Save yourself a dime. We have a couple calls here that I want to take. Susan from Felton, are you there? Do you hear me?
Yes, I am.
Hey,
yes,
how
I
are
am.
You?
Hi, fine, thank you.
What's up?
I want to thank you for bringing some of these subjects to light. One of them on the immigration thing.
Yes.
People in the United States have to realize the whole problem with the immigration problem is NAFTA. If people would look back before NAFTA...
Well, there you go, looking at history again.
Yeah, see, before NAFTA we were fine, but see, people don't realize our American corporations are going into Mexico and kicking them off by the millions, and people are actually dying out there. And they are coming over here to get away from the destruction and mayhem that our corporations are doing, and people don't realize that the Mexican economy has been flooded with subsidized wheat, corn, and rice because of NAFTA.
You know what? You're also, the other thing, you know, when they passed NAFTA, and this is the North American Free Trade Agreement for,
right.
You know, to let people know what it's about, because it is a bit obscure now. You know, it was hot when it was being passed, but it kind of, attention flew from it. One of the things that was supposed to happen with NAFTA was there was supposed to be a bank created that actually supported and invested in Mexican-owned businesses on that side of the border to avoid this problem. But the NAFTA bank never got funded.
Well, you know what happened with the banking? If people look into this, another thing with Mexico is that the rich people there don't pay taxes either. That's middle class and poor again. And another thing, American corporations, our American banking, there's like 90% of the banking over there is American banking in Mexico. So when people start pointing their fingers at the immigrants, they've got to realize our country, it, with our global domination, is crushing Mexico. And so before they start, and here's another big piece of information people don't realize, is on January the 24th, Kellogg Brown and Root, which is a subsidiary of Halliburton, got a contract of $385 million from Homeland Security to build temporary detention camps in the United States of America.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about that a little bit later.
I appreciate that, yeah, because... they can round up dissenters, they can round up people from Mexico, they can round up Mid-Easterners and Muslims, anybody they want. This has got to stop, and the American people have got to get up off their little behinds, and they have to physically take their country back. We've lost our Constitution. This president is mentally unstable. And Cheney's the one that really brought his friends into the White House, yeah. And Cheney's running this.
I got to take the next call, but I want to thank you for your call because you made a lot of points. We'll talk about a number of those things later. But one of the things that you said is very true. It's like we really, really have to keep, a global view about this immigration issue. It's just, you know, we're not kind of the innocent victims here in the United States that are suddenly being, you know, flooded or quote unquote invaded, you know, by these immigrant workers. Lynn from Humboldt on line one. What's up?
Oh, well, you know, I think that it's time for us to wake up. We would like to, as progressives, do a lot of things, like help with education, the environment, stop the war, and get out from under the thumbs of the corporations. But we're not going to do that. It's not going to happen until we wake up and realize that the Republicans are controlling the vote with a lot of dirty tricks and the voting machines. That's the prime thing we have to work on.
Well, thank you very much for your call. You know, we do get splintered up on a bunch of issues. This is one issue on the getting back to the immigration issue just for a second. It is one issue that definitely has drawn a lot of attention. And for instance, let me just talk about it. And by the way, if you want to comment like these two did, you could give us a call at 888-KRXA 540. That's 888-579-2540. Or you could call us locally here in Monterrey at 831-899-KRXA. 831-899-5792. The differences between the two bills, the House bill and the Senate bill, were enormous. And people are saying that even if something passed in the Senate today, which it did not, and which people are saying will never be introduced again, by the way. We'll never get this far in the debate because there's so many, you know, bloodied and bruised political bodies all over D.C. right now because of this. There were such huge differences that even in conference, nothing was going to be able to be worked out. You know, that the law and order, law and order Republicans who can't seem to manage to, you know, to police the House of Representatives or the Commander in Chief, basically had planned to deport, you know, 12 million immigrants. And by the way, all of these immigrants, and this is one detail that always comes back, all of these immigrants are not from Mexico. Okay? Half of the undocumented workers are from Mexico, but the other half are from a number of other countries. So the deportation plan was not just, some of these folks are from Korea, some of these folks are from, you know, China. There's a huge, you know, Chinese undocumented population in the United States right now. Ireland, right? There's like 50,000 Irish undocumented workers right now in the United States. You know, I mean, shipping them to Mexico is just not, you know, will only confuse them. All right. It only confuses matters to do that. But the mass deportation plan has been touted, you know, by the House of Representatives. And I was watching, and once again, you know, I don't know exactly what show this on, but Cardinal Mahoney was on a show talking about this issue. And basically somebody, you know, said, you know, what we have to do is we have to stick with the House plan and we have to deport You know, these immigrants, like immediately, it's the only way to get a handle on this is to deport these immigrants. And Cardinal Mahoney looked at him straight in the eye and very calmly said, and made a very good point, by the way, we can't evacuate 250,000 people from Louisiana with notice. How the heck are we going to deport 12 million people whom we don't know who they are? I mean, the FEMA was not able to identify 250,000 refugees in time enough to get them, you know, even though, and check this out. The refugees had signs on their roofs saying, here I am, evacuate me. And we couldn't do it. And believe me, with this deportation, you know, the government will not have that advantage. So the House plan is just like ludicrous. And anybody who studies this and looks at it knows it's ludicrous. It was supposed to be the wedge issue. It was supposed to be the wedge issue for this upcoming election. So my question to you is that since it has failed as a wedge issue, what are the Republicans going to come up with next? That's what I want to know. What wedge issue is going to like inspire them for the next election? Give me a call, 831-899-5792 or 888-KRXA-540. Mario Solis Maric. It is 30 minutes after the hour.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
I'm Chuck Mackley, owner of Executive Financial Services. I can get you up to 12% interest on your investment on first and second trust deeds secured by real property. Don't settle for 3 to 5% on your money. Call me today at 443-7277. Your investment will be protected by the equity in the property and title insurance. Put your hard-earned money to work. Call Executive Financial Services at 443-7277 and ask for Chuck Mackley.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy together are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. Research and common sense show that children learn by playing, and the caring management and staff at Thinker Toys have 37 years of experience helping parents and grandparents choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. So whether you're birthday shopping or simply want to show your love, a gift from Thinker Toys is a way to let someone know you care enough to shop for the very best. With an outstanding selection of Thomas the Tank engines and tracks, puzzles, board games, and children's books, all very reasonably priced, you can't go wrong with a gift from Thinker Toys. So stop by the beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos, or the just renovated Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
The Del Monte Cafe features authentic American food carefully prepared at very reasonable prices. Hungry for delicious omelets, pancakes, sandwiches, and pasta dishes? Come visit us for breakfast and lunch at the Del Monte Cafe, located at 1642 Del Monte Boulevard in Seaside. We're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday from 7:30 to 2 p.m. For takeout orders, call us at 394-7851. That's 394-7851, the Del Monte Cafe, 1642 Del Monte Boulevard, Seaside.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey and the Old Granary Building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Peter B. 30 minutes after the hour. We're taking calls at 831-899-5792, 831-899-5792, and 888-KRXA-540, 888-579-2540. We have Thor from right here from Monterrey. Thor, what's up?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm so far happy that this Senate bill didn't pass. In part because it's, parts of it are kind of a scam.
What parts are that? What parts are those? What parts are that?
Yeah. Well, they're saying that the people that are here illegally that have been here for under 2 years,
right,
will not have any options to stay or anything like that.
That's right.
Well, that part is a scam because I personally know people that are keeping old cash registers in their garage waiting for this next amnesty program to backset the date on the receipts, print up a bunch of receipts.
So you know people that are going to, that have what in their garage?
They have old cash registers.
Uh-huh.
And so what they're going to do is they're going to set the...
So how'd you meet these people with old cash registers in the garage?
Yeah, this one guy is he was renting a room for my dad, my dad's house, and he had like three or four old cash registers.
In anticipation, when did he get this?
Oh, this is probably a few years ago now, but...
And so he got these... This is a smart guy. He got these cash registers a few years ago, knowing that this week the Senate would almost pass a bill that would make it good for him to... that where he would benefit by backdating stuff?
Yeah.
How did he know this?
Well, because that's what happened previously when they had the amnesty programs. There was lots of... they had a similar thing, like, well, if you could prove that you've been here for, a few years,
right,
we're going to let you stay. And so there was massive
right,
forgery of documents and receipts and things like that, and
right,
so
yeah,
I'm
well,
afraid that's going to happen here.
Uh-huh. So this is a pretty visionary guy you got there. Thank you for your...
I think there's lots of people doing that, though. They just need to rethink that and really figure out what they want to do.
Right.
But also, on the other hand, someone else talked about electronic voting, and I'm also very concerned about that.
Okay.
I think we need to... I think that punch card system we had was fine. I really don't think that the little Chad problem was enough to warrant these electronic systems, which can just basically someone can go on there and change the program, and all of a sudden, we get someone like, our current president.
Okay. Well, thank you, Thor,
sure,
for your call.
Right.
Well, this is an interesting thing because, and by the way, Thor called at 831-899-5792, 831-899-5792, or he could have called at 888-5792-540, 888-5792-540. Basically, this sounds to me like, one of those stories, right? Where you know, it's like really obviously, you know, I don't know what to say about that story, quite frankly. The guy was obviously had old cash registers for some other reason, because I personally find it hard to believe that he did it in anticipation of a law. You know, so maybe, you know, maybe they would have come in handy for this. But let me just say something about that 2-year provision, which Thor is concerned about. And I agree, but for completely different reasons. And this is why these things fall apart. That's why it's difficult to come up with a compromise bill. Because if we were going to poll people, right? If we were going to poll people and people would say, do you like the 2-year provision? And I would say no. And Thor would say no, and they would mark it no. And so you'd go, oh, 2 out of 10 people or whatever we were, right, would say no for that provision. But Thor and I don't like that provision for 2 completely different reasons. He sounds to me like it, you know, he feels it should be tighter. I feel like, you know, like it's so ineffective that, you know, why not draw a bright, clear line and not a bunch of mushy yellow ones? If our goal really, really is to contain this. We have Jim from Emeryville on line one. What's up?
It's Jaime from McKinleyville.
Oh, okay, Jaime.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. What's up?
Well, you know, it's like I can't go down to Mexico and buy any property, and I can't go down there and have a business.
I'm glad you said that, because let me clarify that. That's another misnomer that's out there. U.S. citizens.
Wait a minute.
No, well, hold on. I'll be with you. Just hang with me. U.S. citizens can buy property, just not within a certain set of miles along the ocean front. Okay, so that's the rule. But go ahead, go forward.
Okay, well.
In other words, you can't buy beachside property there.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
go ahead, but go ahead.
What other kind of property is there to buy down there, you know? But the whole thing is, if you read your constitution, I can't do anything down there, you know?
Constitution? No, I'm an American.
Huh?
I'm an American.
Okay, your mom and pop's constitution, okay?
Well, they're Americans, too. My father passed away, but he passed away as an American. He served in World War II.
But he came over here, right?
That's right, as a baby. But their constitution was the U.S. Constitution. My father fought in World War II, and he defended his and yours and my constitution.
Well, God bless him, man. You know, I'm not after your butt or anything, you know.
Right.
I'm just saying that... That as American, I can't go down there and do much of anything except for spend my money as a tourist. And I think that there's a one side card here, and that's immigration in this side, but there's no immigration into Mexico, because you can't do anything down there unless you're a citizen, born citizen.
Right. Well, you know, I want to thank you for your call, but let me thank you for your call. I appreciate you listening. But this is, once again, one of those things that's just been out there that's not true. You know, there are a ton, there are a ton of American companies that have proven you wrong, my friend, because they are out there, and as our earlier caller, I forget what her name was, has pointed out, they're out there right now. U.S. companies have opened up shop in Mexico, and they're doing business over there. They have the right as a corporation to do that. You could do that as an individual. And I know there's been a lot of misinformation, you know, about that. But you did remind me of something that I did want to talk about, you know. And by the way, you could also express your opinions here at 888-579-2540, 888-579-2540, or 831-899-5792. And that is that, you know, there is this issue about America, you know, Mexican Americans and Latino service people. In Latino American service people are of the most decorated service people in the military history of the United States. I mean, the Medal of Honor winners. Or you know, I don't know if you could call them winners, I guess, because of the way they attained their service or they did their service. Those ranks are heavily populated by Latino Americans. And right now, there are a number of Mexican immigrants and immigrants from other parts of the world, right now as we speak, serving our country and protecting our Constitution in Iraq. In Iraq, right now, today. You know, aliens or whatever you want to call them. Not just from Mexico, but heavily from Mexico, but from all over the world, coming to this country with the desire to serve this country, and are not doing just the day-to-day service, but are doing the extra plus service of serving in Iraq. Let me put it this way. We talk about the border security issue, et cetera, and the way that, it's important to secure our borders, which, by the way, everybody agrees on. Once again, it's one of those issues in this debate that has consensus. But there is much more evidence of people illegally crossing the border from Mexico to serve and defend this country than there is evidence of people crossing the border with desires to destroy this country. We have the evidence. They're serving in Iraq. And one thing about this bill, and I haven't seen the minutia of the Senate bill, although I did see the minutia of the House bill, and it was horrendous by any stretch of the imagination. It was horrendous. It did not see the minutia of the House, of the Senate bill. But I did not see any provision for those immigrant fighters. And so this is not just the black and white issue. And it's not just the patriot versus non-patriot issue or whatever. I mean, there is a great love for this country, and this country deserves the great love that it receives. But it not only receives it from us, it receives it from people all over the world. And there are people that want to share in that. Now, rightly or wrongly, we could debate the point, the debate could go on about that. But everybody agrees that there needs to be a larger measure of control. And on that note, the Republican Senate failed today. And they could do what they want to blame the Democrats. But you know and I know that the Democrats are not in power, and that every tax cut that the Republicans wanted to pass, they were able to pass. And suddenly, they can't get this done. Everything they wanted to ignore, they've been able to ignore. And suddenly, they can't get this done. Every little thing for the past few years that they truly desired for the top 1% of this country, they were able to accomplish. But they weren't able to pull this off. It's gotta make you wonder. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Peter B. It's a quarter to the hour.
This is Frank Don. On Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour, a live call-in program to discuss astrology, the astrology of the world, and your own personal astrology. Let me answer your questions, and let me teach you how astrology can help you make better life choices. Here on KRXA 540 a.m. from 7 to 8 every Sunday evening, join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour.
Imagine how nice it would be if your mortgage broker knew as much about the ins and outs of specialized lending programs as your trusted mechanic knows about your car. A mortgage broker willing to take the time to open the hood of your financial strengths while checking under the engine for costly money leaks. Make sure your mortgage broker has the experience, integrity, and know-how to provide you the optimal financial tune-up for your particular circumstances. Giving you staying power over the long haul. And
the price of gasoline is through the roof, but interest rates are still near all-time lows. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Give me a call today at 757-0436, 757-0436. I'm Victor Munoz of Creator Mortgage, and looking forward to working with you.
This week on Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, meet Heaven Investments Holding Corporation, a real estate development and investment company based in Sacramento with offices in San Francisco as well. If you've ever wondered if there's still time to find the right investment property right here in Northern California, then you need to listen to Sunday at 10 a.m. Rock, Roll...
I think they were pine. Knocked down some power lines. Lines are smoldering, too. No lanes are blocked at the moment, but that's going to cause some problems. Fire department is on the way there. This report sponsored by REI. Their great gear deals are going on now through April 20th. Save 20% on all Thule racks and accessories. Visit one of REI's 8 Bay Area locations or shop REI.com. Stephen Taylor with traffic on KRXA 540.
Yeah, so be careful out there as you drive around. This is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for Peter B. You could give me a call at 831-899-KRXA. 831-899-KRXA or toll free 888-KRXA-540. 888-KRXA-540. That's 888. That's 5792-540. We're finishing up this discussion about the immigration bill, and it's going to go on, by the way, into next week. All over the country, there's going to be a whole other level of protests starting on Monday, all up and down in the coast of all across the country. The internet has been buzzing, and these aren't kids. I mean, we had a lot of walkouts, student walkouts, all over the country on this issue. But I think the oldsters are going to be hanging with the youngsters starting on Monday. And I don't know whether you think these protests have been effective or not. A lot of people that I talk to on the Hill have been saying that they've been extremely effective and that they've really made people stop and think, and if nothing else, feel like somebody is looking over their shoulders. But one story I saw today that is not completely immigration related, as we kind of move off this topic, is something that I don't, you know, with all the hubbub of Tom DeLay quitting and the Senate, you know, not being able to do its job. And, you know, what else happened? Oh, we had a congresswoman smack somebody this week, which, by the way, was the biggest distracto story that could have happened. We have Tom DeLay. Let me talk about this for a second. We had Tom DeLay, you know, finally, you know, say, hey, I can't, you know, run for office while former aides are, you know, starting to turn state's evidence. You know, that you know, he thought that was pushing his luck too far. So, and you know, this guy has gumption, if nothing else. Okay? So, while he did it, and that really should have been the story of the week, right? That's a huge story out there. What was it? What was her name? McKinley? We have a congresswoman smack a guard upside the head because he didn't recognize her. Now, obviously, in my opinion, she's dead wrong on that. You don't go smacking people like that. And so, you know, regardless of who they, I don't care that he's a cop or not a cop. I don't say you don't smack him, especially if he's a cop. But, you know, you just don't go smacking people. Well, you know, unless they smack you first or something. But, you know, she smacked him because he didn't recognize her. And that story, which is basically a non-story, right? This is basically a retread. Do you remember back, was about 10 years ago, Zsa Gabor slapped a LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department official? She got pulled over for something, and she smacked him, right? That was a story for about a week. This is basically that story. You know, McKinley's basically, you know, a political Zsa Gabor, basically. A silly act, dumb thing. Fox and the other guys ran with it. Big story was lost. The big story was that Tom DeLay cuts it quits. Now, in the middle of all these big stories this week, what I think is a huge story got completely missed. Check this out. The CEO of Ford Motor Company had just got paid, and when, you know, when they pay a CEO for a publicly traded company, they got to let their stockholders know how much they're paying the guy, right? It's only fair. I mean, these guys are putting in their $50, their $100, their $1,000, and then the higher roller, you know, they buy $10,000 of Ford, or, you know, and then you have the major people that are just moving pension funds around, or they buy it at $80,000, $100,000 a shot for as big hitter individuals, but then you have people who like control pension companies and stuff, who buy and, you know, in trade in order to keep their pension funds growing. Well, for all of those reasons, if you're the CEO of a public traded company, people need to know how much you're getting paid. Now, if you remember, Ford has said that Ford is not profitable right now and has not been profitable. And the CEO of Ford said that, you know, until I'm profitable, I'm going to take a cut in pay. Doesn't that sound great? I mean, now, many of you were complaining because you think he should have taken the complaint. He should have taken the cut a long time ago. Because here's a guy that knew if he was doing half his job that, you know, it's not going to, you know, he's not making it. His company's not making any money. Why the heck should he get paid? If you own a small business out there, you don't get paid. You know, you're out there. And by the way, the bulk of the new jobs in this country are created by small businesses. And you know, and I know, if you run a small business, you are the last freaking person to get paid. Right? You just do not get paid. Now, we have a guy running a company, right? And it takes him a while to figure out that his company is not that since his company is not profitable, he shouldn't be making any money. And of course, there was all this speculation about it. So he finally said, I think it was last year, he said, "Okay, you guys, I get it. I'm going to take a cut." So his first yearly payment came, or not his yearly payment, but the first report came out about what that cut was like. The Ford CEO. The CEO of Ford got $13.3 million in compensation in 2005. That's Bill Ford Jr. $13.3 million. That was a cut. That was a cut of 40% of what he made the previous year. He made a big, "I'm going to take a cut because Ford's not, you know, making enough money. And I'm a good guy, so I'm going to take a cut. I'm not going to take my $20 million. I'm only going to take a mere $13.3 million. I'm not even going to take $13.5 million. I'm going to take $13.3 million, and I refuse to take a penny more until somebody makes a profit around here." It's just unbelievable. I mean, this is just unbelievable. We got small businesses out there, you know, that, you know, are thinking 3 months out. You know, maybe the guy owns a metal shop or a machine shop or a, you know, whatever, you know, trying to make his own personal, you know, his own personal payments, you know, while he keeps his business afloat, you know, while the Ford Motor Company, you know, qualifies for those top rate tax cuts that went to the top 1% of corporations and individuals, and they still can't make a profit. Okay. Even after those tax cuts, they still can't make a profit over there at Ford. And this guy's going to take a cut in pay. And, you know, could you imagine when he went home? "Oh, hon, I had to take a cut because the company's not doing well. So I only brought home $13 million. I'm only bringing home a little more than $1 million a month. So you're going to have to cut back a little bit. We're going to have to tighten our belt around this household, dear, because I'm only bringing home $1 million. And the story catches my mind because, you know, we have people right now who are so up in arms, which they, you know, I mean, I don't blame people for being up in arms. I'm glad people are finally, you know, watching the ball, but they're so up in arms, because, you know, their nanny or their neighbor's nanny, might not be paying, you know, taxes, you know, and they want to deport 12 million freaking gardeners. Because they think that's what's hurting, you know, the economy. You know, they want to ship out, farm workers. Because that's taking away from low-skilled jobs. And you have to admit, it works. You know, while you're looking over there, while you're worried about that, the CEO of Ford got $13 million for not making a profit. As a GM's going to cut 40,000 jobs. Started down that path. We shipped off 2 million jobs overseas. $13 million. And this guy is whining. This guy is whining because he took a cut in pay. I don't know. I don't know how you could make your ends meet with just, you know, $1 million a month. It's got to be tough. That's Ford Jr. Time to start cutting those coupons, buddy. This is Mario Solis Marich, and it is right on the hour.
We all have dreams, and dreams inspire possibilities in our lives. For many of us, one of our principal dreams is to live in harmony with our natural environment, to convert that sacred space we call home into a physical representation of our true nature.
Hi, I'm Peter Eichhorn, owner of Eichhorn Incorporated, a company dedicated to designing and creating of ecologically sound masonry projects to fulfill your particular desires and needs. Let me work with you to make your dreams real and your dwelling an enchanting, personalized home, one with nature, a true reflection of your inner desires. Make this new year special and let me assist you in your quest. I have a lifetime of experience. I'm honest, my prices are affordable, and I love what I do. Call me at 393-1300. That's 393-1300.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Lou Meliano. The destruction is total. The lives lost, 8 so far. Western Tennessee, the Tennessee Valley, Kentucky slammed with severe weather, rain, hail, tornadoes. They lost the church in Goodlettsville.
The ceiling just started shaking.
By the time I even got to the church, it done took it. So my first concern was the children in the church.
Everybody in my class was in chapel, hiding on a chair.
None of the kids were hurt, nor was Reed Bell, as a tornado bore down on his truck with him in it.
All of a sudden, I looked out my left window, and this thing was coming down at me like a whip.
Laurie Parker's at Nashville Electric.
We know we have at least 100 poles that are down, a lot of damage to the electrical system, and residents there may be without power for a minimum of a week.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen says it's a witch's brew.
We have a lot of moist air. It's warm. It's coming out of the deep south. And there's still enough cold air that comes out of Canada with storms. And when the two meet, they clash, and that's when you have outbreaks of severe weather.
And the National Weather Service's Ralph Trautman says it's not over yet.
We need to keep an eye on the sky.
The threat continuing into this evening in the Tennessee Valley. More wildfires are breaking out across Oklahoma, with at least 3 burning this afternoon. Fires in Kingfisher and Roger Mills County were out, and the winds picked up, and the fires reignited. Passengers flying in and out of Will Rogers Airport in Oklahoma City can see a grass fire to the southwest. But officials say it's causing no arrival or takeoff delays. To listen to the senators yesterday, immigration reform was all but said and done. CBS News correspondent Gloria Borges says a lot was said. Nothing got done.
As the Senate fiddled and failed to pass immigration reform, the issue continued to play out in the streets. Hundreds of students converged in Homestead, Florida to rally for immigrant rights. As Congress goes home on spring break, the first thing members will see from Los Angeles to the nation's capital next Monday are thousands of protesters. They'll be demonstrating in support of a path to citizenship for the 11 million illegal immigrants now in the country.
Did the president leak classified intelligence, as court documents in the CIA White House leak investigation have alleged? CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer says, according to White House spokesman Scott McClellan, the intel was no longer classified.
The White House is walking a fine line. It is not challenging the Libby case court filing alleging the president authorized the leaking of Iraq intel, while noting he has the power to determine the handling of secrets.
The president of the United States has the authority to declassify information.
Spokesman Scott McClellan declines comment on the exact details of the Libby case, but he insists the president would not approve disclosing any information that would hurt national security. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
In the markets this afternoon, the Dow dropped 96.5 points, the Nasdaq down 22.15. This is CBS News.
Sam's Club knows that behind every small business, there is a dream.
I dreamed of being on the lake. Now I have a canoe rental business.
My dream was being able to take care of children. Now I have my own preschool.
Every year, small businesses account for more than 40% of private sales in America. And every year during National Small Business Week, Sam's Club honors small business owners with an appreciation breakfast. Join us Wednesday, April 12th from 7 to 10 a.m. Let us show you how Sam's Club can help with your dream. Sam's Club, in business for small business.
My name's Brenda, and this is my sixth day with Prilosec OTC. I used to love to garden until frequent heartburn took over like weeds. But now with Prilosec OTC, I'm back in the garden. On day two, I planted bulbs. Day four, I mulched. Today, I'm pruning my dogwoods. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. That's what's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day six for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
They've passed the torch from one crew to another aboard the International Space Station. And CBS News correspondent Peter King says today's handover in space came with a twist.
American Commander Bill MacArthur has handed over the International Space Station to its new crew. But out of his control was a surprise. It came from incoming flight engineer Jeff Williams in commemoration of MacArthur's three decades in Army aviation.
Bill, I would like to present you with the Order of St. Michael Gold Award. Almost at a loss for words here.
MacArthur, his Russian crewmate and a Brazilian visitor, are to land in Kazakhstan early Sunday local time. Jeff Williams and Russian commander Pavel Vinogradov are due to stay aboard the space station until October.
Last month, West Point cadets carried Army coach Maggie Dixon on their shoulders. She led the women's basketball team to its first NCAA tournament berth. Yesterday, a sudden episode of irregular heartbeat. Today, hundreds mourned the death of the 28-year-old at a chapel at West Point. I'm Lou Malagano, CBS News.
Celebrate a new season of baseball with Grand Slam Instant Savings this Friday and Saturday at CompUSA. Get instant savings with no rebate hassles on select HD TVs, cameras, wireless networking hardware, laptops, and more. Like a Sony Vaio laptop with Intel Centrino technology for under $900, a $200 instant savings. Knock it out of the park with Grand Slam Instant Savings this Friday and Saturday only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. Quantities limited, see store for details.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
Mario Solis, Mari Chair, sitting in for Peter B. It is 6 minutes after the hour. You could give us a call at 831-899-KRXA. 831-899-5792 is the number, or toll free 888-KRXA 540. This is Mario Solis, Mari, sitting in for the very famous and yet slightly vacationing Peter B. He'll be back on Monday. And in the meantime, we're going over a lot of the hot stories that, you know, that have broiled this country this week. And that is a kind of a bad lead into what I really want to talk about right now with you. And maybe not. and maybe not. We'll get to it in just a second. I do want to let you know, though, that a lot of the news stories that I talked about today could be found on my favorite news site, and that's MyLatinoNews.com. It's called MyLatinoNews.com, and you could also email me there and find my blog there at MyLatinoNews.com and email me at Mario@MyLatinoNews.com. I'm gonna confess one of my, vices. Is that what it is? One of my guilty treats here is that, yes, I admit it. I watch American Idol. And, I know. Is that a progressive show? I mean, do progressives watch American Idol? I don't watch it fresh though. I TiVo it. So that makes it slightly better. Does that make it better or worse? I don't know. But I TiVo American Idol, and sometimes I only go to the performances. I don't know if that makes it better. It seems to make me feel less guilty about watching it. And obviously the big hoopla right now, for those of you who haven't been watching it, and I don't know, I mean, I guess statistically, somebody, check this out. Statistically, if you don't watch American Idol, you know somebody that does. That's how many people watch America. That's how many people watch this freaking TV show. You know somebody, and not counting me, because, yeah, you know, now you and I know each other, but not counting me, okay? Somebody that you know, that you see, that's in your life, you know, in your Rolodex there, watches this show. Now watch, ask them. Everybody's going to deny it, I think. But statistically, considering the amount of people that is believed to be watching that show, everybody knows somebody that watches that program. And it's slightly, it's slightly addictive, because there's a lot of different things. If you like music, you hear people sing. If you like karaoke, and you'd love this show. You know, there's all these things about the show that make, and then there's the human drama aspect. Well, right now, this week it got really crazy, because there was a great singer on there. Her name was Mendiza, and everybody thought that she was going to sail into the finals, because this is a contest show. And so people are eliminated by, people voting every week. I think more people vote for American Idol than voted for president, as a matter of fact. I don't think I could have much off there. All right. Certainly more than voted for this president, probably. Let me put it this way. I bet you, I should look at these numbers. I bet you more people vote on American Idol than currently approve of this president's performance. I wonder if that's true. I got to do the numbers on that. Yeah, I bet you more people vote on American Idol that actually approve of this president's performance. Maybe that's an exaggeration. All right, I'll take it back. But anyways, so there was this like great singer. Now this great singer went out there and she was giving like these like incredible vocal performances. Just like these incredible performances. I don't know if you heard her. And she got kicked off the show last week, or this week, I guess. And people, American Idol fanatics, which, by the way, I watch the show, but I'm not an American Idol fanatic. Right? But some people are just up in arms about it. Now, there's so many interesting things to me about this. First of all, supposedly, American Idol fans are all upset about this. But American Idol fans are the people that didn't vote for her. So I don't know if people are pretending to be upset about this, because really, if that many people were really upset about this, she wouldn't be kicked off the show. It's like a completely democratic, it's beyond democratic. It's super democratic. You don't just get one, how we say one man, one vote. You know, that's not the rule on American Idol. You could vote and vote and vote and vote and vote. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, they had somebody who had like one of those like, automated telephone machines. And that person just cranked it up and was given thousands of votes away. But she gets kicked off the show. Now, the speculation is surfacing. And I got a lot of this on AOL, on AOL Entertainment. So you have to give them credit. But it's also on all kinds of American Idol blogs, which, by the way, My Latino News does not connect to. Okay? All right? But But there are a lot of American Idol blogs and people that watch entertainment stuff. All you see this on the internet. People are very upset that she got her kicked off. Now, there's speculation which I found very interesting, that one of the reasons she got kicked off is because she started talking about God a lot. You know, she's one of these people that every time she won or every time somebody interviewed her, you know, she was like, you know, I want to thank my Lord and Savior. And those maybe not exact her exact words every time. But basically, you know, you get the picture. It's like every time she, you know, moved into the next circumference of the contest, she was like thanking her Lord and Savior. And people are saying now that that really started to hurt her. Now, the other thing that surfaced is that in her web profile, and I believe this was on her official American, it was on her official American Idol web profile, one of her heroes is one of these, like, anti-gay, you know, people. You know, one of these ministers that tries to change, poof, you know, gay people into straight people. Like, poof, you're straight. You know, one of those ministries. All right? And apparently, she praises this person as one of her personal heroes, you know, on her web blog, on her web profile. And people are saying that that, coupled with I want to thank Jesus for this and that, hurt her. Now, I don't know about that. Now, obviously, I don't know, maybe not so obvious, but I would think that there are, you know, American Idol's audience is mostly young people. And you have a lot of young people that are, you know, that watching TV. You're going to have, just like any other, you know, demographic group, within that group, you're going to have a percentage of gay and lesbian young people watching that show. So obviously, definitely hurt her, not the prayer part, but the, you know, the right-wing ministry part. Definitely, I could see turning off that group of people. But how many is that? You know? You know, what percentage of the total vote, you know, can be there? That's, you know, unless they were really so pissed that they were just voting like crazy. But still, statistically, to overcome the massive votes, it would take a lot of work. So, you know, so I don't know if that's true or not. The I thank Jesus thing, I mean, we see this on the Grammys all the time, right? Where the rappers get up and they, you know, after they do all these songs about killing people and they you know, denigrate women, etc., then they get their prize and they're like, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, blah, 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 blah. So we see that at the time. I don't know if that hurt her. You know, I don't know if that is it. Listen, Tom DeLay, right? A guy under indictment. This guy is under indictment right now, and his staff is turning on him and starting to like spill the beans. He, you know, he's thanking Jesus, and that hasn't hurt him. So what is it that really hurt Mendisa? I'm wondering if you'll let me know. 831-899-5792. 831-899-5792. This is Mario Solis Mari sitting in for Peter B. It's 15 minutes after the hour.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am Attorney Sean Mills.
Laser Devices Incorporated in Monterey reminds you, in the fight against breast cancer, early detection is the key to a greater chance of survival and more treatment options. Schedule a checkup or mammogram for you or your loved one. It's relatively painless, takes only a short time, and can save a life. This reminder is sponsored by Laser Devices Incorporated in Monterey, reminding you to make a mammogram an annual event. Fighting breast cancer is a job for every one of us.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, America's number one progressive talker. Join me every weekday from noon to 3 here on KRXA 540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
KRXA 540 traffic with Metro Steve. Metro, how bad is it out there?
Yeah, it depends on where you are. There's a lot of slow traffic on northbound Highway 1. Report of some very slow stuff beginning at Highway 156 in Castroville, backing up considerably. Also, you'll find some slow traffic in Monterey, northbound 1 at Highway 68, an earlier accident in which a vehicle flipped over on its roof. Minor injuries, it turned out, but still taking quite a while to clear it out of the way. Tow truck there, and that's what they're up to at the moment. Outside of that, fallen trees and power lines sparking in Aromas, Remadero Way at San Juan Road. No lanes blocked, but I'm sure it's causing some congestion. This report sponsored by REI. Save up to 30% of spring's must-have products with REI's great gear deals now through April 20th. Visit one of REI's 8 Bay Area locations or shop REI.com. Stephen Taylor with traffic on KRXA 540.
So you hear that? You got to be careful out there. This is Mario Solis Myers sitting in for Peter B. this afternoon, and we're talking about the big American Idol scandal. Yeah, see, you know, we tackle the difficult issues here. That we tackle the tough ones here on this program. But I have to tell you, there's some subtext here, because there are people, we're talking about how Mandisa, just in case you just kind of got in your car, what happened to Peter B? Well, Peter B's on vacation, so I'm the sitter, I'm the substitute teacher here today. Please do not throw spitballs at me, all right? 5792540, 888-5792540, and there's speculation on the internet, in the blogosphere, that the reason Mandisa basically got dissed and she got thrown off, you know, American Idol was because her constant references to, you know, her religion and her constant references to, you know, that her savior, etc. It's very interesting because I don't believe that was the case. I want to thank God, you know, for, you know, my Grammy that I got from my rap album, or, you know, I love boxing, and I know that's not PC, by the way, but I love boxing. I've never seen a Latino boxer not pray before he goes and kicks the bejesus out of somebody, okay? So, I mean, so we're used to this stuff, right? So I just don't think that was it. Tom DeLay this week put the icing in the cake for all those people that want to wear religion on their sleeves. And he actually, in his Time Magazine interview, was talking about he wanted people to see Christ in him. You know, that he wanted people to, when they saw him and saw his life, to think about Christ. David, hey. You know? So that takes the cake. By the way, just for the record, okay, I don't want to hear another right-winger complain about, you know, people thanking Jesus from the on the stage when they get their Grammys. I just don't want, because unless you're going to complain about Tom DeLay saying that he should be able to illegally redistrict an entire state and getting indicted for moving the money around and money laundering illegally and still be an example of Jesus on the planet, okay? Complain about that one first. In my opinion, that one's a priority, all right? I personally think that the Mandisa problem was basically her weight. And I know, you know, this was a very, very large person. She calls herself a plus size person. And I'm kind of plus size. You know what I mean? I've definitely, this last few years, definitely put on more of the pluses than the minuses. You know how your weight when you're younger might go up and down a little bit, and then you hit a certain age where it stops going down, right? It's no longer a roller coaster, okay? But she was like very, very, very large. And I was thinking about this, and I don't like people wearing religion on their sleeves. I believe in God, okay? I believe in God. And the only time that I talk about it on the show is situations like this where, you know, it's in this context, or we did a few shows at my show in, you know, I have a show in Los Angeles where we talked about, you know, the religious right and the religious left and around Christmas, you know, and I, you know, at that point, you know, I thought it was appropriate. Yeah, it would be dishonest, basically, I thought, not to say, you know what, I believe in God and I still don't think this stuff is cool, what the religious right does. But even, you know, so that I thank God for, I could see it. It bothers me that, you know, somebody does it like on stage and stuff. I don't personally think that's appropriate, you know, but given all of that, given all my feelings about that, I just don't think that was the issue with her. I honestly think that at the end of the day, that Americans are really not, is you would not believe, as heavy as this country has become, and increasingly so, according to all the health statistics, you know, all the things that you see about obesity and, you know, we have to walk more, or we have to eat less, or we have to do both more or less, right? You would think that everybody was a freaking Adonis by the way we treat people that are really, really big. And Mandisa, I don't know if you saw the show, was like huge, right? She's very, 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 very large. And I actually think that was it. But the speculation out there is that it was a political statement. And if that's true, and I'm curious to see what you think, but if it's true, then I think that we have slightly turned the corner. Because maybe the truth is somewhere in the middle. Maybe the truth is not that people don't like the fact that she was religious, but the fact that she couldn't quit talking about it. And that wearing your religion on your sleeve, you know, is starting to grate on people. Because people are starting to understand that it goes in a very, very bad direction. That unbridled, right? Unbridled, those, you know, that sense of having to preach and have, you know, to constantly, not if you're a preacher, of course, preachers preach, that's what they do, but, you know, suddenly politicians are in on the game, and then, you know, and now that it's worked for them, because you have to admit, it's worked for the right wing, and now that it's worked for them, right, that they are pushing, you know, that this seems to be able to, you know, it's that entertainers are jumping on board, you know? And maybe she might be completely sincere in her declarations. It might come from a completely good place, but maybe Americans are just not ready for it anymore. You know, maybe they've seen that, you know, this separation, this thing, you know, of separation between church and state and public and private life and et cetera, it's there. It's been a tradition of our country, and I would say, you know, a legal basis of our Constitution, but that debates it for another day. It certainly has been a tradition in this country, and that tradition is important because, like many, not all, but many traditions are there for a purpose. and that the purpose of keeping our private life private, you know, when it comes to what we believe, and our public life, you know, we go for it in a, you know, in an ethical yet in a different, you know, way, that that tradition is a sacred American tradition that's there not by accident and not to be easily dismissed, but it's there because it respects the diversity of our country and it keeps our country free. This is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for the famous Peter B. It's 30 minutes after the hour.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Pam and Nancy from the Potting Shed in Aptos.
One of the biggest benefits for us are the relationships that we establish with our customers. Our customers have said that they love coming to our place because we have great stuff and great prices.
The thing that makes us unique is the mix of things. It's a very eclectic mix. We've become a destination for a lot of people. They'll bring friends out. They'll do little mini tour buses and bring friends. So we really, really appreciate that. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard in Aptos.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1 heading towards Watsonville. We have everything from French soaps to linens to wall hangings.
And it's gotten to the point where people think of us when they need a gift. It's not just a utilitarian purchase or frivolous, but they make us a regular stop when they need a gift.
We're open from 10 to 5 Wednesday through Sunday. Come by, have a cup of tea. The Potting Shed.
Hi, Dan Brown, president of At Your Service Premier Event Planning and Transportation. We specialize in events ranging from a two-person anniversary, our 200 guests attending the great AT&T or the concourse. We have a fleet of sedans, limousines, vans, mini coaches, as well as vintage cars that make any event special. Weddings, wine tours, or corporate events, give us a call, 625-5363, or check us out on the web, MontereyLimos.com. Our corporate transportation program offers competitive rates, we answer the phone 24/7, and you get a real person. And we have the best professional chauffeurs. We cover all the airports including San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and Monterey. We can help plan your company's VIP meeting or employee outing to the ballgame. Let us take the worry and hassle out of your transportation or event. 625-5363 or MontereyLimos.com.
Is what you're doing in the market working for you? Are you happy with the results? Are you making money? Sundays at 2 p.m., KRXA is proud to present a new show entitled Safe Money and Retirement Talk, hosted by R.J. Moyer of About College Funding and the Protect My Assets Radio Network. R.J. will present the latest information necessary to help you protect your money and ensure a comfortable retirement. Join R.J. Moyer every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. for Safe Money and Retirement Talk, right here on KRXA 540.
Doesn't your Volvo deserve to be maintained and repaired by the best? Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is locally owned and operated by Mike Brooks and Tracy Polacco. Tracy is a factory-trained Volvo service advisor. Mike is a factory-trained and certified Volvo technician with over 17 years of experience servicing and repairing Volvos. Join the many Monterey Bay Volvo owners who only trust Hans Auto Repair to service their Volvos. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside. Call Hans at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
It's tax time again, and there's one progressive tax preparer in the Monterey Bay area who specializes in tax returns for W-2 and self-employed working people. Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in preparing tax returns that maximize your refund and, through electronic filing, get you that refund as soon as you need it. In 24 hours, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, the choice is yours. The personnel of Jim Moore Income Tax have been helping the hardworking Spanish-speaking residents of the Central Coast with immigration and tax preparation services for more than 30 years. You can get your tax return professionally prepared and electronically filed by bilingual tax professionals at a very reasonable fee. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just 2 blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to bring a copy of your 2004 federal and California returns, W-2-1099 info for 2005. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville.
Peter B. The Peter B. Show. This is Mario Solis. Mari sitting in for Peter B. at, 33 minutes after the hour or so. You could give me a call at 831-899-5792. 831-899-5792. Or you could call me toll free at 888-KRXA-540. 888-KRXA-540. That's 888-5792-540. And give me a call. We have open lines right now. We'll talk about whatever you want. And actually, some of these line calls are not even screened, so even I don't know what's going to happen. Line one, this is Mario. You're on the Peter B. Show with Mario Solis.
Hi, Mario.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Well, see, I was an illegal for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
In Mexico.
Okay.
And I want to know why we can't have it both ways. I mean, if Mexico wants to have our borders open so that Mexicans can come here and live, why can't we go there and not have to put up something like a $500,000 bond so that we can become citizens?
Okay. Now, you said you were living in Mexico illegally?
Yeah.
And what was that like?
Oh, wonderful. I was in a Comunidad Indigena.
Uh-huh.
And it was a fabulous life. The people in the village had a remarkable system. It worked very well.
And where was this at?
Outside of Puerto Vallarta.
Uh-huh. And what made you, I mean, you were there for work, or you
no,
wanted a break
living,
from...
I met a man, and...
Uh-huh.
So,
and you decided to come home, though, after all.
The village wasn't big enough for both of us.
I see. Well, you have a great big country here at your disposal.
Yeah, so...
That's great.
Anyway, I'm half teasing about why can't we go to Mexico and just live there, too, but I'm only half teasing.
Right.
I mean,
well, you know,
us come in. Mexico won't let me come in and just live there.
But you did.
I mean, I had to do it as an illegal.
Right. And thank you for your call. I hear what you're saying, but you know, you did it. You live there illegally. And I guess the question is why aren't our laws like Mexico? I mean, this is a very, very different country. You know, we usually do not, you know, we usually and only at our peril do we ever, you know, try to base our laws on another country's laws. I mean, certainly Mexico's economic situation is very different from the United States. And, you know, we don't see a lot of employers in Mexico, you know, trying to, you know, hire, you know, like employers do here, you know, undocumented American workers. I'm an American. You know, I was born here. I love this country. I'm an American of Mexican heritage. And, you know, so I can't defend I can't defend Mexico, you know, for, you know, I that's not what I'm here. What I would like to do is see the best possible America that I could see and envision the best possible growth pattern and situation for this country that I could possibly envision. And that, you know, has to be, for me at least, and I'm telling you where I come from, because I, you know, obviously there was a challenge in your question. And that for me is a country that has, you know, equal justice under the law. So we do, and our laws have to be applicable. You know, for all these things that I hear, like, why aren't our laws like Mexico? Or why can't this be about the rule of law, the rule of law, the rule of law? And it's like, I'll do a show on immigration, and like I said earlier, progressives are, you know, divided on this, just like Republicans are divided like this. I mean, this is a real, honest, earnest debate. But I will do I will talk about immigration, and there will be all these rule of law questions or challenges. I will do a show on marijuana and medical marijuana or just the use of marijuana. And I will get no calls about the rule of law. I will get no phone calls saying, well, you know, I think people should be able to smoke, but, you know, it is the rule of law, so they all should be, all the guys and women that are in prison right now because, you know, they were smoking pot and it was their third strike, they deserve to be there because that is the law. I mean, that is the law. And if we were always going to support the rule of law, there would never be any change. I mean, there's a difference between law, in language, and unfortunately in reality, there is a difference between law and justice. You know, that's why judges, and decreasingly so, but that's why judges are given flexibility in sentencing. Because, you know, we aren't a country that cuts somebody's hands off for shoplifting. I mean, we believe that the punishment should fit the crime. And that's why smoking pot is a misdemeanor. And not a, you know, the first time you get caught smoking pot, you don't do 10 years. Or like in some parts of the world, you know, get, you know, imprisoned for a lifetime. And that's why, I mean, right now we have this prohibition against marijuana, yet I would think, I know people that smoke marijuana, you probably know people that smoke marijuana, yet, you know, we don't go to them, well, it's the rule of law, I can't be your friend because you're not following the rule of law. Because there are certainly some laws that we see as having, or needing to be flexible in their enforcement. Now, obviously, this has become a huge issue because the numbers of immigrants have been overwhelming. And quite frankly, it's also because of the way the media has portrayed it. Do you know, for instance, that right now, they're like, what is it, 11% of the U.S. population are immigrants, are not born in this country. Now, that includes legal and illegal. But 11%. At the turn of the century, 14% of the entire population were immigrants. So we actually have less immigrants now per capita than we did at the turn of the century. And yet, you know, that's also another statistic that's never put out there. I mean, I'm not here to reform it. I always hear this thing about, well, why doesn't Mexico let us do this or let us do that? You know what? This debate ain't about Mexico. I think Mexico should do a lot of different things. And by the way, I think Canada should do too. You know, I'm tired of the Canadians, quite frankly. That's a whole other show. You know, with their open border. You want an open border? Go to Canada. They don't even check. You know, they're upset right now. You know, when President Bush had his like, you know, little triad meeting over there in Cancun, was it last week or something? They have all climbing pyramids together. The Canadian prime minister was, and by the way, I've been to Chichen Itza, and listen, you saw them walking up sideways. Trust me, those are very narrow steps. I'm surprised they should have shown them coming down because that's the scary part. But the Canadian Prime Minister's complaint was that the U.S. is going to start checking passports at the Canadian border. We've never done that before. We're not saying we're going to build a wall up there. It's the leakiest border probably in the world. It's certainly much more leaky than the southern border. Much, much more leaky. And he's upset. His complaint is that we're going to start checking passports. So, I mean, you know, and there's a lot of freaky things they do in Canada that I disagree with. So we could have a debate about Canada's laws, too. I mean, but that's not what this debate is about. This debate is about America. And this debate is about how we're going to, you know, handle the situation that we are in right now. And that situation is that we have a large number of undocumented workers in this country. And that is the situation. We can't pretend that, you know, that it happened by accident. We can't pretend that we haven't benefited from it. You know, but we also, and I agree with you, even though it pains me to say this, we also, you know, we need to restrict it. We need to, you know, we need to like say, okay, this is enough or whatever it is that we want to say. Okay. I get it. I get that you feel that way. And I get that you want to do that. Okay. And I get that the majority of Americans want to do that. But whatever policy we come up with has to be based in a reality. And the reality is that we ain't shipping 12 million people nowhere. Like Cardinal Mahoney said the other day, we couldn't evacuate 250,000 people from Louisiana, and they were holding signs identifying themselves. You know, plus, the economic threat here is not what it's been purported to be. So for all those reasons, you know, that, you know, we slightly disagree here. And that issue is one, by the way, that, you know, that I'm going to move on to the next topic, but thank you for your call. And by the way, she called at 831-899-5792, 831-899-5792, and you could call at 888-572-540, 888-572-540, is that when we look at the issues concerning the rule of law, which has been the big theme for the last couple of weeks, I think that what we need to start with is that we need to start with the Tom DeLays of the world. I mean, we have Tom DeLay basically saying, you know, what's the other day? He said, this is the greatest day of my life because now I'm free. I'm not going to be a congressman anymore. So I'm free to do all the stuff that I always wanted to do. Can you imagine what he's going to do? I mean, can you imagine? We have Tom DeLay unplugged, right? Tom DeLay unplugged, out there, ready to do all the things that he's always wanted to do without restriction now that he's free from Congress. I could only imagine what he has in store for you and me. This is Mario Solis Marich. Sitting in for Peter B. It's 15 minutes to the hour.
You already know that Joe Rombi's La Mia Cucina in Pacific Grove serves the best Italian meals this side of Roma in an elegant, comfortable setting. What you may not know is that you can also enjoy Joe Rombi's incomparable cuisine in the comfort of your family room, dining room, or kitchen. Your only stop for such delicacies as portobello mushroom ravioli, spaghetti bolognese, crab cakes, and sand dabs is Joe Rombi's La Piccola Casa in PG on 17th, just above Lighthouse. Drop by on your way home from work or any time. And if you're looking for the ideal private room for your next party, look no further than Joe Rombi's La Piccola Casa and La Mia Cucina. Joe Rombi has three rooms that can accommodate groups of any size from 16 to 60. For unforgettable meals in a private setting at your place or theirs, call 373-8116 or drop by La Piccola Casa, 17th Street between Lighthouse and Laurel in Pacific Grove.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove has the finest selection of fresh local fruits, veggies, and meats. The Grove Market is also your first stop for delicious artisanal breads and other baked goods, and boasts an outstanding selection of Monterey wines. For competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey, shop at the Grove Market, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 7, 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove. 242 Forest, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, host of the Tasty Planet radio show. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and fun in the Monterey Bay area. I interview authors, winemakers, chefs, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make Monterey and our region such a delicious slice of our tasty planet. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for tasty news shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
KRXA 540 traffic with Metro Steve. Any better out there?
No.
Oh,
no,
man.
Better is not an option right now. We've heard of very slow traffic on northbound Highway 1 from just north of Monterey up into Moss Landing, Watsonville. We don't know how far it goes. Also, some congestion on Highway 68 near Ryan Ranch, a bike race apparently causing quite a bit of problems in both directions. And slow traffic northbound Highway 1, like I said, from the Marina area as you drive up to Moss Landing. Something else was there, but I can't. Oh, there's southbound Highway 1 in Monterey, Camino Aguajito, an accident with two vehicles that earlier were blocking part of the roadway, now has been moved off the right shoulder. This report is sponsored by Sleep Train. Sleep free till 2007. At Sleep Train, on approved credit, there's no down payment, no monthly payments, no interest for 12 full months. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep. Stephen Taylor with traffic on KRXA 540.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it is wild out there, so stay safe, everybody. It's like 10 minutes to 6. This is Mario Solis. Mario's sitting in for Peter B. Peter will be back on Monday. By the way, if you'd like to, this last few minutes, you could give me a call at 831-899-5792. That's 831-899-5792. Or you could call me toll-free at 888-KRXA-540, 888-KRXA-540. And by the way, that's 888-5792-540. And you could email me directly if you'd like to contact me for any reason, good or bad. Let me know how you feel at mario@mylatinonews.com. That's mario@mylatinonews.com. And by the way, you could hit mylatinonews.com and get the, right now, obviously, the big story on that website is all the immigration. So there's this immigration debate, whatever you want to call it. So if you want information on that or about anything that's going on in Latin America or anything that's going on with Latinos in America, you could go to mylatinonews.com. And I just want to thank Peter B. for letting me do this. I mean, this is just, you know, this has just been a hoot. And hopefully, you know, we'll actually meet. We've only met over the phone. But he's a great guy, and you guys have a great, you know, host for this terrific program. So I feel really honored and privileged to be here. I wanted to say something, you know, before I take off. And that is, you know, in this whole thing, I was talking earlier with Joe and, you know, and with you about how when I woke up this morning, you know, and I was turning on C-SPAN, and I was shocked to see this, you know, the, you know, what was going on the floor of the Senate. Certainly, you know, I'm going to make a note to myself. No more turning C-SPAN on first thing in the morning. That's just two of, you know. These guys, by the way, they just went on vacation. They're calling it a recess. Do you realize that? You know, people are all upset about this immigration issue and a host of other issues, by the way. We got a war going on. Has anybody heard about that? We have a war going on. You know, we have a budget deficit that's out of control. The Senate decided to need a couple weeks off. So that's, you know, so that's what's going on with that. So they decided to take a recess. That sounds like a bunch of little kids. We're going to go out on recess. We could have just given them a towel and let them take a little nappy. Maybe that would have worked, you know. But anyways, you know, the other thing that I saw this morning that I couldn't believe, and this is like, see, when all this stuff, the problem with this administration, with the problem with trying to be active in this administration is this, is that there's always so much going on that's wrong, that it's so hard to keep track. And there's a guy named Dorrance Smith, and Dorrance Smith was today on the Senate floor, confirmed as a deputy secretary in the of defense. He's working in the press office. And this was a guy. And see, and you're not going to hear about this story because, you know, there's all kinds of important stuff going on. Plus, a congresswoman slapped a cop. So you're never going to hear about this, you know, anywhere else except for here. But Dorrance Smith is a name that you have to remember. Dorrance Smith used to be a producer at ABC. And Dorrance Smith is now, you know, and went to Iraq to help the PR effort in Iraq. And now is like a deputy an assistant secretary at the Defense Department at a level needing a presidential appointment, which just confirmed by the Senate. And is going to be doing press on Homeland Security right here at home. This guy is a propaganda chief, in my opinion. When they went to Iraq, and this is a story that I remember, his name popped up, and I was all like, I know, why does that name sound familiar? Because usually you're watching C-SPAN, and they're appointing people and confirming people, and for the most part, unless it's somebody like really crazy, like Beto Gonzalez, right, you don't pay attention. But then this name pops up, you know, Dorrant Smith. I think he got that name, you know. So I start looking it up, and I remember that when we first went to Iraq, and remember all the press reports from Iraq, they were like in what looked like a tent, like it was all khaki and camouflagey and stuff, right? And they were doing their, you know, they would hold their press conferences from the field, and it looked like they were in a tent. Well, it turns out they weren't in a tent at all. That was a set. They made it look that way. They were actually in a very secure zone, but it was secure enough for this guy, Dorrant Smith, to have a set built so that you would believe that you were getting reports from these commanders from the field, right? And then that plus all the embeds, which a lot of people, although he hasn't accepted credit for it, a lot of people give him credit for that. All of that machination, right, was a product of this guy. And, you know, and I disagree with propaganda anywhere. I know that a lot of progressives were upset because of the propaganda machine and how it worked over in Iraq. And there's always this debate on whether you're waging war, whether in fact you could have that, you know, propaganda go on. There's that debate that goes on. But I think we all agree that we should not have it here. We certainly should not have it here. And this master propagandist, I mean master propagandist, just got confirmed by the Senate. Now, he's been serving there for a while because Bush, you know, had made him a recess appointment, right? So he's been there for a while doing his bureaucratic thing and, you know, trying to fool the American people that things are. And by the way, he's not doing such a great job, apparently, because, you know, the president's numbers on Homeland Security are in the tank. So, you know, not only is he a bizarro, but he's also ineffective, apparently. But this guy accused the American media of being in cahoots with Al-Qaeda. He said that the coverage by the American media of the war on terror was part and parcel of Al-Qaeda's campaign or something very strongly to that effect. And this guy has now been appointed to, and confirmed by your U.S. Senate, who had time to do that before they went off to take their respective naps, at whatever, you know, resorts their favorite lobbyist is taking to them in the next couple of weeks. Confirmed. Confirmed for the United States. A master of propaganda at your disposal. To tell you that everything's okay. To tell you that the president's in charge. To tell you that you don't need your pesky little civil rights, because every civil right that you have gets you more in danger, you know, for whatever is coming at you next, right? They hired a guy who knows how to do it and knows how to do it well. And today, with their huge schedule and their to-do list that is like loaded with unchecked priorities, the Republican Senate took its time to confirm Dorrant Smith to be press secretary for Homeland Security. You know, we've paid journal. We've caught this White House paying journalist to say what it wants. We've caught them threatening journalists. We've caught them lying to journalists, and now we have a master at influencing them, and it's not about really influencing them. It's about influencing you. Because ultimately the part that bugs them the most is that they have to convince you that you don't have the power. Because ultimately you do. Because if you didn't, they wouldn't have just hired Doran Smith to try to convince you that you don't. So keep up the fight. Thanks for listening. This is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for Peter B. It is right smack dab on the hour.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller. You know how much I love the Monterey Peninsula. You've got it all. Mountains, the sea, some of the best box wine I've ever had. You also have a great radio station, KRXA, your progressive prescription. So join me, voice guy extraordinaire Jim Ward, and producer Chris Lavoie as we take back America every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m., right here on AM 540.
I'm Scott Dick, your host of the Tasty Planet Show. Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m., we'll explore Monterey Bay regional wine and food, markets, restaurants, menus, and prices. I'll interview winemakers, chefs, and other key players. We'll put food and wine together, and then we'll take them apart. If it's handcrafted beer or goat's milk and it's good, let's talk about it. Join me every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. to discuss food, wine, and fun in the Monterey Bay region, an especially delicious slice of our Tasty Planet. Sponsored in part by Kitchen Studio.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Lou Malieno. The count is now up to 10. The people killed as a result of severe weather ripping through central Tennessee, destroying lives, destroying homes.
This is by far the worst damage I've ever seen.
The church in Goodlettsville, Tennessee was demolished completely.
All of a sudden the lights started flickering and the ceiling started shaking, so I ran through the church, and as I was running, everything just started collapsing.
We have 35 preschool children. Not one kid got a scratch.
Even with weathercasters warning Mother Nature may be setting them up for more tonight, the cleanup is to get underway. Still, spotty communications have made it difficult for emergency responders to get an overall picture. Congress has recessed for a couple of week vacation, with CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss telling us all those promises about immigration reform. It didn't happen.
The immigration bill ended in a parliamentary meltdown in the Senate. Republicans blocking a vote on the overall measure. Democrats blocking votes on any amendments. Republican Senator Arlen Specter had worked months on this measure.
Democrats and Republicans in the United States Senate are going to have to come together and stop this reprehensible practice of denying votes.
Specter says immigration will be his top priority when the Senate returns from a two-week spring recess, but today's event showed how difficult it's going to be to get any kind of bill passed. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's the second day of the controversy swirling around President Bush and the leak of classified Iraq war intelligence. CBS News White House correspondent Jim Axelrod says, now it all depends on how you look at it.
Responding to charges, the president leaked classified information for political gain. The White House said, first off, it wasn't classified.
The president can declassify information if he chooses.
So if a declassification...
It's inherent in our Constitution. He is the head of the executive branch.
And the White House says he was using that power when he authorized the release of parts of an intelligence report that supported administration claims Saddam Hussein was a nuclear threat.
It was also when the name of a CIA operative slipped out, who happened to be the wife of a former ambassador and critic of administration war policy. 79, the dead from today's bloody attack at a Baghdad mosque. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozer says officials were ready for something, just not this.
Authorities had warned of possible violence from up to seven car bombs.